KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Hi, this is Sue McClain, the sales manager here at KCNR. And if you've been considering advertising, but you're not really sure where to start, well, you can start with a phone call. My number is 530-605-4565. I can let you know how much our rates are and how we can help. So once again, if you have any questions regarding advertising and how we can help your business, our number once again, 530-605-4565. And thanks for listening to KCNR.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
It's the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine because we've got podcasts throughout the week, but this program comes to you via radio or via your device, your online devices, and we got lots to talk about. 877-726-8255, our number. Intelligent Medicine means the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies. We review all the important health stories of the week and digest them in a form that is hopefully entertaining and informative. 877-726-8255 gets you into the doctor's office to pose a question or share a comment. There's a lot on the health front this week, and we'll be talking about hydration and its benefits. Some new studies on, what else, vitamin D, the impact of artificial sweeteners on heart disease. They're supposed to lower the risk, but a new study sheds light on their impact. 877-726-8255, our number. Okay, let's go. And among the big stories this week, this is really unprecedented. It heralds a new era in children's health care. For better or worse, the American Academy of Pediatrics this week issued an enormous clinical guideline for the evaluation and treatment of children and adolescents with obesity. It's over 350 pages long. I had an opportunity to review it and do a deep dive on it. It's quite a document, and it's commendable that they're paying attention to it because... Well, 14.4 million American children and adolescents suffer from obesity. The definition of that is greater than the 95th percentile for age and sex. So it's all based on the BMI, the body mass index. You could critique that because big, strong athletes sometimes have a higher BMI with low body fat, but it's pretty accurate when it comes to kids. The rate of obesity, and we're not just talking about overweight, you know, because I was a chubby kid, but I wasn't obese. So I was a little bit roly-poly, and then I grew out of it, as do many kids. But here we're talking about obesity, and obesity isn't just a social problem. You know, kids who are fat, and that's a term that is not in vogue anymore, but kids who are very overweight get teased a lot, and it has an impact on their psychosocial development. It also has a major impact on their health, and I can harken back to when I was growing up, and I can't remember any kids who were diabetic, but now it's relatively common. Also children with hypertension, children with sky-high cholesterol, and the rate is skyrocketing. It's more than tripled from just 5% in 1963. Remember, that was the era of JFK, John F. Kennedy. If you're a baby boomer, you may remember that. JFK urged the populace to overcome their sedentary ways and embark on 50-mile hikes. Yeah, he was really into physical fitness. And that was then, 1963. Only 5% of kids would be considered obese by today's standards. That soared to 19% in 2017, and then the pandemic has intervened, and it's probably soared even more. And so here's a dire prediction. By 2050, if this trend holds, 57% of the children of today will have obesity by the time they are 35. And that's just a horrendous prospect. And so it's timely that the AAP, the American Academy of Pediatrics, is now addressing that in this very, very detailed document. But I have some concerns about it, because for the very first time, the American Association of Pediatrics, the American Academy of Pediatrics, is opening the floodgates to the use of drugs and gastric bypass surgery for kids. And they're saying that, you know, because the problem is so severe, we have to start considering these things. They minimize the harms and they emphasize the benefits. I read it very carefully. And unfortunately, while they do give lip service to lifestyle, they talk a lot about lifestyle and they talk about early intervention, getting kids to be more active, getting kids to eat healthy. There's not a lot about the benefits of a very low-carb diet. Sure, they say, make some vague recommendations, reduce sugary beverages, also encourage exercise, reduce sedentary behavior. They talk a lot about that. But then they kind of throw up their hands and they say, yeah, but because of the fact that there's not a lot of resources to promote that, it's not happening. It's not happening. They also talk a lot about inequality and racism, as is the vogue these days, because the predominance of obesity is among poorer kids, especially kids who were racial minorities. And that's a bad start for these kids in life. There's no mea culpa in this long document about how all our dietary guidelines have not been effective. Not only that, they may have actually promoted obesity by encouraging the use of lots and lots of carbohydrates. Yeah, bagels, breakfast cereals, skim milk, orange juice, those things are okay, according to a lot of pediatric experts. But they do acknowledge, somewhat grudgingly, two small studies found benefit from interventions that reduced glycemic load. In other words, low-carb diets. That was like one sentence among well over 300 pages of text. And so not enough emphasis on the enormous impact that diet could have if it were only implemented at a young age for kids. And I highlight this initiative, which is a good one. And, you know, we're talking about disadvantaged kids. I don't know what the vogue term these days is. But among kids in a low-income elementary school in the greater Austin area with a majority Hispanic student population, they did a study. It was a randomized controlled trial conducted at the University of Texas at Austin. The initiative is called Texas Sprouts. It's a gardening, nutrition, and cooking intervention implemented in elementary schools in Austin. And, okay, sounds good, but did it work? Because sometimes things that sound good don't actually work, so they have to be demonstrated to be of benefit using careful studies. And it turned out it was helpful. It improved glucose control. It reduced bad cholesterol in high-risk minority youth. And the results were published this week in JAMA Network Open. So Texas Sprouts was a program that spanned the nine-month school year involved the formation of a garden leadership committee. They allocated a quarter-acre outdoor teaching garden, and there were a series of 18 student gardening, nutrition, and cooking lessons taught by trained educators. And what they found was that after this intervention, and look, there's nothing better than getting kids to grow their own food because they're all in. There's some buy-in there because they're growing the food. Then they're preparing the food, handling the food. That gets them to try foods that ordinarily they wouldn't. And it really worked. They found that small increases in dietary fiber and vegetable intake, as well as reductions in added sugar intake, may have combined effects on lowering bad cholesterol and improving glucose control. That's according to the researchers. So reduced risk of diabetes and prediabetes, that was a model, I think, for what we ought to be doing with kids before we make acceptable gastric bypass surgery and the use of powerful drugs designed for adults. Look, for some kids, that may be the answer because their problems are well beyond the potential impact of diet and exercise. You tell them to diet and exercise till the cows come home, they're still going to be grossly overweight and at high risk of health problems. Maybe, just maybe, we might make exceptions for these kids, but there's something called diagnostic creep that occurs in medicine. It's once you define a problem, drugs and surgery rush in to fill the vacuum. And that's my concern, is that we may have opened up Pandora's box here when it comes to very serious, potentially life-altering interventions for kids that may have certain benefits but also have considerable harms that are unfortunately being minimized. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Dark Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain and heart function, including a recent Harvard study showing a 27% reduction in cardiovascular death. It may even be a helpful tool in managing cognitive decline. Flava Naturals Dark Chocolate bars and cocoa powder deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of typical dark chocolate with great flavor and minimal sugar. Their secret is sourcing premium, high flavanol cocoa beans and processing them naturally. Result is decadent dark chocolate with the flavanol levels needed to fuel brain and cardio performance. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to flavanaturals.com. That's flavanaturals.com. There you'll find the extensive research behind cocoa flavanol's benefits and great recipes, too. That's flavanaturals.com. Flavanaturals.com.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and as a mom, some days are just easier than others. Maybe you're taking the kids to school and have a fender bender in the parking lot. Maybe you're shopping and you just realize you backed into a shopping cart, and that's when it's important to take it to someone that you trust, like Crossroads Auto Body Repair. They're located at 3045 Crossroads Drive. They also accept most major insurance companies, and they're available by appointment. You can call them at 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
And get your benefit checks faster. We understand the physical, emotional, and financial impact. We'll share our insider expertise and help you get your disability claim filed and paid immediately. There is a time limit to apply, so call right now. Operators are standing by to help you.
800-296-1459. 800-296-1459. 800-296-1459. That's 800-296-1459.
This message is from our sponsor, Subaru, and the 2023 Subaru Forester. With standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, award-winning safety technology, and up to 33 miles per gallon for go-everywhere capability. It features 74.2 cubic feet of cargo space with an extra wide rear gate opening, making it easy for you to bring along your gear. The 2023 Subaru Forester, the SUV for all you love. Learn more at Subaru.com.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number, 877-726-8255. And Kathy in Connecticut, welcome. How are you doing?
Okay, Dr. Hoffman. I wanted to ask you what I could take for flatulence, especially when it comes to plain yogurt.
Okay, so plain yogurt makes you gassy?
Yeah, I eat a lot of it.
Oh, okay. Well, generally, yogurt is has the lactose in it, which can cause flatulence, broken down because it's fermented. But you may actually suffer from an overabundance of the bacteria in the plain yogurt. Actually, you know, it's one of those Goldilocks things, not enough probiotics, and, you know, you may be flatulent, gassy, or suffer from constipation. And too much can actually cause an overgrowth of the bacteria that release certain gas in your intestinal tract.
Is it
the yogurt, or is, I mean, what else in your diet might be a cause of that? Like, for example, what do you have for breakfast typically?
Well, I have my eggs.
Okay.
You know.
That shouldn't be a big problem. Yeah.
No, but I eat a lot of American cheese now and a whole wheat bread.
Well, there's the problem. You know, American cheese has a fair amount of lactose, and the whole wheat bread is a source of what are called fructans, and that represents the F in FODMAP. And FODMAPs are the foods that can cause gas and SIBO, small intestine bacterial overgrowth. You can be tested for that with a breath test, but maybe that's not necessary. You could just embark on a low FODMAP diet. I'm not sure yogurt is the culprit. It's less likely to be the culprit, but you can try elimination of yogurt. So there's a diet. You can find it on the internet, the low FODMAP diet. You can do a trial of that diet and see if it reduces the gas. Sometimes it's necessary to use certain natural herbs or even medication to suppress the bacterial overgrowth. I'm not a big fan of the major drug that's used for this, which is called Xifaxan. But you can also use things like oil of oregano in capsules or berberine. These things can suppress the overgrowth of harmful bacteria. And you may want to go easy on the probiotics or the fermented foods because they sometimes cause gas. Also, cruciferous vegetables, which are super healthy, are notorious for causing gas and bloating. And then the other issue is maybe you're not breaking down your foods properly. Maybe good digestive, broad-spectrum digestive enzyme can help you break your foods down properly so that they don't ferment in your digestive tract. You can try some of those things and see if it pans out. And be sure to call us back and tell us if you've arrived at a solution. Okay?
How do you spell the name of that diet that I'm supposed to find on
FODMAP with an S on the end. Low FODMAP diet. You can just Google that and try the diet and see if it helps. Even without the proper testing, we test patients in our office to determine if they have a bacterial overgrowth. They might be overproducing hydrogen or methane. Another thing that can cause a lot of gas and bloating is chronic yeast in the gastrointestinal tract, which is due to too many antibiotics. Antibiotics can be a culprit.
Sick and had to take them.
There you go. You might have disrupted your intestinal bacterial balance.
I've been taking probiotics, though, along with the I don't take them anymore, but I was very sick for a while.
Well, there you go. That could be part of the problem right there, is that antibiotics disrupted your intestinal flora.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let us know if some of this works for you. 877-726-8255. Let me take a moment to share with you that there's something new about NT-factor lipids, which you know can enhance your energy. Well, there's good news because they also help you to absorb nutrients like coenzyme Q10 or curcumin, according to a recent study, by more than 200%. Now you can get a special offer. Buy one container of NT-factor lipids powder and get their delicious patented energy wafers free. That's up to a $59.99 value. Get the energy boosting and nutrient absorption benefits of NT-factor lipids by mixing the powder in your morning smoothie or on the go with the convenience of pleasant, chewable, berry-flavored patented energy wafers. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com or call 800-982-9158. 800-982-9158. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
America's Small Business Conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
There are more small business owners now than ever before. According to the SBA, 33 million are trying to make their way of it. But if you regret not starting sooner and you feel like you're a little bit behind, don't. Just because you started your small business later in life doesn't mean you're behind. Everything happens for a reason, and your previous career probably taught you the work skills and the professionalism you'll need to serve your clients and customers. Heck, I didn't start till I was 44. Don't regret starting late, but do regret wasting today and not pushing yourself to make your small business dream come true. You got this. Go get it.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on the Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation to their Reserve Collection, a gummy. The Reserve Collection
is a specifically curated blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids, rich and bold. The Reserve Collection products elicit strong feelings of calm, comfort, and relief when intense support is needed. Enjoy a deeper CBD experience with Plus CBD's Reserve Collection of oils, soft gels, and now gummies. All of their products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Reserve Collection gummies.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss the Sue McClain News Hour from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. and Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, we have Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, the great outdoors, pop culture, and find out what's happening in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune in to Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR's weekend lineup includes The Flatline with Rick Hughes, Poke the Hornet's Nest, Jefferson State of Mind with Terry Raposa and Wynn Carpenter, followed by Sovereign Minds, We the People, and Tokens Radio Show on 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
What's being hidden from us? About the COVID-19 scenario, about covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world, about the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse. If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Street. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, coming at you in real time here. You can call us 877-726-8255. But before we take calls, one of the big stories on the nutrition front over the past couple of weeks has been this very interesting story about hydration. And we talk about healthy diet, we talk about supplements, we talk about exercise, we talk about a good mental attitude, but hydration sometimes gets short shrift. A good colleague of mine, Dr. Dana Cohen, has written a book entitled Quench, which promotes the idea that hydration can be linked to all kinds of health benefits. And that viewpoint has been vindicated by this very large study. Over 11,000 adults The remarkable part about this is not the number of participants, but the duration of the study. It's a 30-year study. And what they demonstrated is that there is a link between serum sodium levels, which go up when you're dehydrated and go down when you're properly hydrated with water, not with salty beverages, but water dilutes the sodium in your bloodstream, much as it would dilute a little bit of salt that you might have in a glass. There's a very substantial link between serum sodium levels and various indicators of health. Now, that's very cool because this is not an esoteric test. This is a test that every man, woman, and child in this country get on a regular basis. It's called a chem panel, and sodium is an intrinsic part of that. Very easy to access your sodium levels. If you've got a portal or if you've got a copy of your blood test, check out your sodium levels because they're an indicator of whether or not you're adequately hydrated. And here's what they found. It was really quite dramatic. They found that there was a link between higher ranges of normal sodium levels. By the way, not high sodium, but high within what is considered the normal range, and increased risk for heart failure. They also found that there was a relationship with a whole raft of chronic health conditions, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, abnormal blood sugar. And specifically, they found that adults with higher levels of normal serum sodium, and the normal range falls between 135 to 146. So if you read your lab report and you're either, you know, more than 135 or less than 146, they'll say it's normal. But within that normal range, there's an optimal range based largely on whether you're adequately hydrated. And they found that adults with serum sodium levels above 142, that's still normal, because 146 and above is abnormal. But high in the normal range, above 142, had a 10 to 50% increased odds of being biologically older, so it has an impact on aging itself, than their chronological age compared to ranges between 137 to 142. Levels above 144, still normal, correlated with a 50% increase in aging. Levels between 144.5 to 146 were associated with a 21% increased risk of premature death compared to ranges between 137 to 142. There was also a relationship with heart failure, stroke, atrial fibrillation, peripheral artery disease, as well as chronic lung disease, diabetes, and dementia. Those with a serum sodium level above 142 had up to a 64% increased risk for developing some of these chronic diseases. And conversely, adults with the sodium 138 to 140 had the lowest risk of developing these chronic diseases. So, by the way, this is not a study of hydration. This is a study of a marker which is thought to be a surrogate marker of hydration. So maybe then certain conditions cause the sodium to be high because it's regulated very, very carefully within a certain range. Maybe certain diseases cause your sodium to be elevated, so correlation is not necessarily causation. This needs to be researched further. But it's a promising, easy-to-follow metric that can tell you if you're adequately hydrated. And if that's not enough, check this out. A company is coming up with a breakthrough device that can tell you whether you're adequately hydrated. It will also collect information about 3,000 different metabolites in your body. What is it? Just 90 millimeters in diameter. That's like, 4 inches. It's a little disc that sits within any toilet bowl. It's called the U-Scan from a company called Withing.com. Check it out. There's an interesting video on how it fits in your toilet. They say it provides an immediate snapshot of the body's balance by monitoring and detecting a large variety of biomarkers found in urine while also offering actionable advice for health improvements. There's an app, and it's Bluetooth to your phone, and so you pee in the toilet, and then it gives you feedback on what's going on. And very easily, it can give you feedback on whether you're adequately hydrated because, well, you can just get visual feedback. Your urine is relatively clear. You're probably consuming a lot of fluid. If it is dark, well, you're probably dehydrated, or maybe you're suffering from another medical condition that could cause you to have darker urine. They say while urinalysis is typically performed only once a year, and it yields, you know, valuable information, the U-scan, they say, opens the door to regular access to these metrics from the comfort and privacy of one's own bathroom. So hydration, and, you know, you want more insights into what your body chemistry reveals, consider the U-scan device. It's getting, you know, it's kind of like a variation on something that's been pioneered over a decade ago, the smart toilet that analyzes your urine and stool samples and gives you a lot of feedback of what's going on. All right, 877-726-8255, our number, and we got that number available to you 24/7, 365, so you can call and record a question as to this individual. Let's hear it.
I got a blood test, and it seems like my cholesterol is a little high, according to one doctor, but another doctor said it isn't. I have triglycerides at 311, total cholesterol 218, HDL at 40, and LDL at 116, sorry. My first doctor wanted to put me on Lipitor, but the second doctor said I don't need to do that, and he just gave me fish oil and vitamin D3. Which one do you agree with? Do you have any other things that I should do?
Okay, it's not quite as simple as that, but what you have is a problem with carbs and not necessarily with saturated fat and cholesterol intake because your triglycerides are over 300, and that's an indication that your body is converting sugar and carbohydrates into fat in your bloodstream, which can lead to deposits in your arteries and in your liver, maybe causing fatty liver or other types of problems. And so it may be that you require a statin, but I kind of like the recommendation of the second doctor who said take fish oil because higher doses of fish oil, it's been demonstrated, can lower triglycerides. But it has to be accompanied by a low-carb diet. So you really need to look at your carbohydrate consumption, fruit juice, bread, pasta, sugar, sodas, tea, instant teas and things like that that are laden with sugar. And all the other ways that there are Trojan horses for sugar that work their way into the diet. And exercise, too, will lower your triglycerides. Your LDL cholesterol isn't all that high, but what really would determine whether you need a statin, and I'm not inalterably opposed to statin. I think they're just overprescribed because doctors are indoctrinated that statins are the end-all and be-all of cardiovascular prevention. They're part of the equation, but, you know, just a small part. Is the EBT heart scan to look at whether there's calcium in your coronary arteries. And if, as a relatively young guy, you sound middle-aged, you have a lot of plaque, well, maybe, just maybe, you need the protection of a statin. And I'm not inalterably opposed to that. I just think statins prescribed willy-nilly without seeing what's going on in your arteries. You know, maybe you have zero or minimal plaque. Then you really won't benefit from a statin. Statins don't do much to lower, if anything, to lower triglycerides. They work on cholesterol. And unfortunately, they lower your HDL, the good cholesterol, which in your case is relatively low. So exercise will bring that up. That could help. The answer is I'd have to kind of individualize my recommendations for you. That's actually the subject matter of, I would say, about 10-20% of the visits that I get these days, people who want a second opinion on whether they should take a statin. And occasionally I'll say, oh, my goodness, you got a lot of plaque. You really will benefit from the protection that statins afford, which is real, but minimal. If you have no plaque, it's no point. So you'd have to get some imaging to see. These tests are available, relatively inexpensive. So ask your doctor to send you for one, or you could even seek out a center that does those tests. You could just do a walk-in and have that test performed and find out if you have a lot of risk. 877-726-8255, our number. And speaking of fish oil, interesting article in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Association of erythrocyte omega-3 fatty acids. That would be red blood cell omega-3 index. That's a test that can be done. Association of omega-3 fatty acids with cognition, brain imaging, and biomarkers in the Alzheimer's disease neuroimaging initiative. So they did blood tests to see if people had high levels of omega-3s in their red blood cell membranes. That's the best way. Plasma, not so good. Red blood cell membranes will yield a better result because that's where these omega-3s are incorporated. And what they found is that the higher your RBC, EPA, and DHA, the lower your risk of Alzheimer's might be on brain imaging. So very cool study emphasizing the importance of omega-3s. Now I'll tell you where to get them. You've heard me talk about my preferred fish oil brand, which is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions. Well, I'm happy to report that they also offer a great line of premium quality, relevant, professional-grade products, which help support optimal immune function, including quercetin, NAC, Viracon, and Aller-C. They also have a full range of ultra-pure omega-3 products, including vegan alternatives, no matter what type of form you'd like your omega-3s, liquid, capsule, even if you're vegetarian, these products are top of the line. If you want more information about their offerings, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co. Vital Nutrients products are formulated by healthcare professionals utilizing peer-reviewed research, bioavailable and bioactive ingredients in therapeutic doses. I take them, and the Vital Nutrients fish oil is the brand that I take and recommend to my patients. Find them at vitalnutrients.co. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Do your current probiotics offer diversity? The primary goal of your probiotics is to help create and maintain a healthy gut microbiome. We often think more is better, but taking high doses of 50 or 100 billion probiotics can work against you. The most important factor is diversity, not quantity. Look for a formula that has multiple strains of probiotic flora expertly fermented to contain postbiotic metabolites, which have been shown to help digestive and immune health, our gut-brain function, and more. The worldwide leader in fermented postbiotic health? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, the number one probiotics in the world for direct delivery of postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics uses a multi-year fermentation with 12 proven probiotic strains producing over 500 postbiotic metabolites, certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. So say no to quantity and yes to diversity. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
What's your age? That's AGE, aged garlic extract, that is. For over 50 years, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been offering men and women of all ages and with different health concerns an odorless, organically grown, clinically researched garlic extract supplement tailored to their individual needs. Aged garlic extract formulas support optimal cardiovascular health, immune function, and many more specific health concerns like stress, blood sugar balance, high blood pressure, detox, anti-aging, inflammation, and brain health. Kyolic AGE's condition-specific products contain Kyolic's exclusive GMO-free garlic extract, which is aged up to 20 months, converting garlic's harsh properties into beneficial compounds. So what's your AGE? Visit your local natural health and wellness retailer and discuss which Kyolic AGE formula is best for you and your lifestyle. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also online.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. A study that looks at the effects of diet on COVID-19. We'll share that with you momentarily, but first, 877-726-8255, a recorded call. Let's hear it.
Dr. Hoffman, I am wondering if you believe in allergy shots, if they work for everybody, because I noticed that since this global warming started, maybe like 6 or 7 years ago, my allergy symptoms are just seems to get worse every year, and I don't think that the shots are working for me.
Okay. I wouldn't attribute it to global warming, although I guess that's plausible. There's some studies that suggest that climate change is having an impact on pollen counts in different parts of the world. But, things change sometimes as you age, and, you could attribute it to, the prevalence of smartphones or something like that, electromagnetic waves, because you're using a Wi-Fi more over the past few years. So when it comes to allergy shots, they do work. And I have here in front of me a study, long-term real-world effectiveness of allergy immunotherapy in patients with allergic rhinitis and asthma. And, they had to study it because, it's a thing that a lot of people do and results may vary. Some people don't get great results. Other people do get good results. And it may depend on the type of immunotherapy, the expertise of the doctor who's administering the immunotherapy, because mostly you have to do this in a doctor's office under observation in case you have a emergency allergic reaction to the shot. There's also sublingual immunotherapy, under-the-tongue immunotherapy, which is coming into its own. And I used to do this when I had an allergy department. Now I just have a consultative practice. And I think it really does work. The problem these days is that they're getting away from these types of therapies because they're coming up with newer and more powerful drugs for allergies and asthma. And the tendency is to not want to reimburse doctors and patients for an arduous round of therapy that may take years, and you just give them a drug and knock out their immune reaction to certain things. A lot of these drugs are immunosuppressive, steroids, and now newer biologic medications. And so these therapies are kind of falling by the wayside to some extent. I know that allergists still offer them and patients benefit from them. But, I wouldn't suggest that it's about climate change or many other factors. Your diet may have an impact on it, underlying medical conditions, aging itself. The condition of your microbiome, these may have an impact on your susceptibility to allergies. So, or the success of the immunotherapy, because it, you know, can't overcome some of these headwinds if other things aren't right. Even your level of certain critical nutrients, you know, things like adequate bioflavonoids, quercetin, vitamin C, adequate levels of vitamin D, these things may have an impact on how effective immunotherapy with shots is. Okay. Big study, huge study, long-term diet and risk of COVID infection and COVID severity in this month's American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Big study, looked at nearly 20,000 participants, and it correlated long-term diets with the outcome of COVID and based on hospitalizations and deaths. And what they actually, I misspoke. There's even more higher numbers, nearly 43,000 health professionals. So what they say here is emerging evidence supports a role of diet in the development of COVID-19. A diet that is rich in plant-based foods, that is low in sugar, low in ultra-processed foods, high in antioxidants, anti-inflammatory. These can be decisive in reducing the risk of COVID. And the other thing about diet is that, you know, diet simply helps control your blood sugar. It helps to reduce the risk of what are called comorbidities, heart disease, high cholesterol, hypertension. These are comorbidities which make the management of COVID infections worse and make people more vulnerable to the adverse effects of the virus. So, once again, proof positive that underlying health has a lot to do with your lifestyle. Diet, exercise, sleep patterns, stress patterns, all of these should be considered when we're taking an all of the above approach to COVID. More on COVID in the next hour. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/Protocol for Life Balance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, these stand out for their support of healthy digestive function. BioCore Enhanced Enzymes and Enzymes HCL. Digestive enzymes are essential to the body's absorption, but the capacity to make enzymes diminishes with age. BioCore Enhanced Enzymes contains a blend of non-GMO enzymes that will aid in the digestion of most foods, including beans and cruciferous vegetables. Enzymes HCL is a specially balanced blend of 9 different enzymes that can break down protein, carbohydrates, fat, and fiber, and may help reduce bloating, indigestion, occasional heartburn, and gas. They're available at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises.
We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit Senior Care Consulting.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. 2 days, no leads, and still searching. South Texas law enforcement officers say they have no idea where a suspect is who police say shot and killed five neighbors, including a nine-year-old boy, Friday evening after the neighbors asked him to stop firing his weapon as they were trying to sleep. The 38-year-old Mexican national fled after the shooting. FBI Special Agent James Smith says his agency is helping local law enforcement.
The FBI has brought in investigative resources, tactical, and victim services resources to assist in this investigation. We will be here until we are no longer needed, to include when the subject is arrested.
Meanwhile, the officials are hoping $80,000 in reward money will encourage someone to tip them off to the suspect's whereabouts. Regulators continue their search for a solution to the First Republic Bank's woes over the weekend before stock markets were set to open tomorrow. San Francisco-based First Republic has struggled since the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank in early March, as investors and depositors are growing increasingly skittish about the bank may not survive as an independent entity for much longer. Rumblings are getting louder in the Trump and DeSantis camps.
According to polls, Trump and DeSantis are the leading contenders for the GOP presidential nomination. The Florida governor has yet to formally declare his candidacy, but he'll be visiting first-in-the-nation caucus state Iowa in a couple of weeks. A Trump campaign official said Trump is scheduling a return trip to Iowa on the same day that DeSantis will be in the state. The move is a sign of the escalating competition between the two men. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Pope Francis says a secret peace mission in Russia's war in Ukraine is underway, though he gave no details, and said the Vatican is willing to help facilitate the return of Ukrainian children taken to Russia during the war. More at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Thousands of Alaskans who depend on government assistance have waited months for food stamp benefits.
This has exacerbated a hunger crisis laid bare by the pandemic, inflation, and the remnants of a typhoon. The backlog began last August and is especially concerning for residents in far-flung areas not connected by roads. Food is shipped in by barge or airplane, and cost of basic goods is often exorbitant. Around 13% of the state's roughly 735 residents received food stamp benefits in July before the troubles began. John Scott reporting.
Oklahoma State Parole Board voted to deny clemency for a 60-year-old death row inmate. The Pardon and Parole Board rejected the convict's request and cleared the way for him to be executed May 18th, though he has asked the Supreme Court to intervene. The state attorney general had asked the board to grant clemency, saying that although he doesn't believe the man's innocent, he doesn't think he received a fair trial. Breaking news at townhall.com. Some scary moments and a huge fire in the deep south.
Natural gas flowing again in a Mississippi pipeline after a towering blaze Friday that officials believe was caused by lightning. Canadian owner TC Energy telling customers late Saturday gas was flowing again normally. Alcorn County officials say it appears lightning sheared off a piece of pipe and set the natural gas ablaze. The fire burned more than 4 hours until firefighters could put it out. No one was hurt. Company says the fire caused, quote, very minimal impact to the facilities. Jason Walker reporting.
Officials in Brownsville, Texas are struggling to find space for migrants who authorities say have abruptly begun crossing by the thousands from Mexico. More than 15,000 people, mostly from Venezuela, have illegally crossed the river near the city since last week. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
I really appreciate you tuning in today. And as you may know that, and you know what, if you're new to the program, this might be news to you. Okay, the mission of Senior Care Live is to provide information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. So we have two primary groups, but now we have a third one creeping in here. So the first group is the seniors. So that would include everyone, I would say, 65 and above. They're learning, they're listening, they're making plans, and they're really driving their own plans and strategies on aging. And then the second group, their caregivers, very, very important. I would say that that's a huge part of the audience. And so I would say 40, 45 to maybe upwards of about 65 with some level, either minimum level or max level, hands-on level, some level of responsibility for caring for an aging or elderly loved one. And then the third group that is really making some inroads here, there are a lot, and I mean a lot, of senior care professionals, people working in the business of senior care, from physicians to elder law firms to financial advisors, all over accounting firms, tax preparers. I mean, there are nurses, case managers, it goes on and on and on, people who serve seniors in a professional way. And we have, again, lots of those folks tuning in. So if you're new to the program, welcome. And if you've listened to the program for years, welcome back. And I sure appreciate all of you tuning in today. Okay, so last week I talked a little bit about assisted living. I reviewed the three primary pricing models for assisted living. And just a super quick review, the most common model is a base charge plus a level of care charge. Okay, the second one is a base charge plus an a la carte set of charges. And then the third one is a flat fee for service charge. So it's just flat every month. It doesn't change. And then I also mentioned that most assisted living communities charge a one-time upfront community fee. It's non-refundable.
anywhere from $1,000 to maybe $3,000, $3,500. And I also did note that there are some assisted living communities that do not charge a community fee. That upfront, think of it as an HOA, but it's a one-time only non-refundable community fee. All right, and then I mentioned that maybe I'll cover some of this stuff next week, which is what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to get into a lot of super, super helpful and important information. So first of all, assisted living, and I did touch on this last time too, but I think I want to review this quickly. Assisted living is not a standardized model like long-term care. So if you look at a long-term care provider, also still commonly referred to as a nursing home, it's that highest level of care, that medical model. You look at their licensure, I mean, they are all offering the same thing. It's very standardized as far as a model is concerned, okay? Now, clearly, some do a much better job in the delivery than others. Okay, but they all offer about the same. That's the whole point. In assisted living, it's a very wide lane. It's not a standardized model at all. You have a lot of leeway where the community can offer just very little support. So it's kind of leaning almost over towards a kind of a glorified independent living apartment place. Some of them lean way over to the right and provide a tremendous amount of support approaching that long-term care level. And, oh, by the way, everything in between. So this is why I've always said that this is, I believe, the assisted living level of care is the second most difficult level of care to try to wrap your arms around, because you can talk to 10 different places, hear 10 different stories, and each one of those stories would be correct. Because, again, not a standardized model. And everyone could be doing something and offering something a little bit different. Okay, so this one is always, I think it's really important to cover. Beware of the dreaded over-promise, under-deliver. That's a type of a statement that may be made by some sales representatives. It goes something like this. Well, we are an age-in-place community, and we can care for your loved one for the rest of their life. And while that is certainly their intention, that is their desire, they would like to do that, they can care for someone for the rest of their life until they can't. In a study, it's a study that I really like, it found that 59% of assisted living residents required a higher level of care during their stay. So the statement of we can care for your loved one for life is true and correct. According to this study, that statement is true 41% of the time. And again, according to the study, 59% of the time, it falls into the category very clearly of over-promised, under-deliver. Now, I think the majority of our local assisted living communities in the extended Kansas City metro area, and I think in a lot of places around the country, I think they do a much better job than this particular study would report or claim. And I don't believe that all of these places discharge 59%, at least in our area. But they do discharge residents every single day. And I believe it's really important that you are aware of some of the reasons that could get you a discharge notice. So, without further ado, I'm going to review a list of the top 10 reasons that you could be discharged from the assisted living level of care. And these are not in any particular order, okay? So here is one, becoming a two-person transfer. So what that means is the resident has become so weak that it takes two staff members to help that resident from point A to point B. So from their bed to their walker, from their bed to their wheelchair, in and out of the shower, on and off the toilet, that kind of a thing. So not too long ago, I received a call, someone needing help from my firm, Senior Care Consulting, and they were just super upset. I'm being nice to them. They were livid that they just received a 30-day discharge notice from a particular assisted living community. And they were told the same thing. Yep, your dad can live here for his entire life. We're an age-in-place community, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But they said, but we were not told of any transfer limitations, meaning they could only provide a one-person transfer, not a two. And so I think their dad, I think he was only there for maybe 2 or 3 months. This is a really fast stay. And then they get this letter and they felt blindsided and they were really ticked off because they were told, all right, age in place community. And it falls into that category of over promise, under deliver. So most of the times, I think that a lot of these folks who are out going through the search and selection process, they're just not asking the right questions. But some folks at this community also did not explain to them the assisted living limitations. And so I think both parties could be at fault in this particular situation. With Senior Care Consulting, this is not ever an issue. We will not allow you to make that mistake. So if you don't want to make a mistake, you want to get it right, you want to get it right the first time, reach out to my firm, Senior Care Consulting, at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, we will help you get it right. Right now, the Senior Care Live question of the week, Medicare will pay for your stay in an assisted living community. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. Through Hymns, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Medicare will pay for your stay at an assisted living community. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. Sorry to break the bad news to you. Don't throw rocks. I'm just the messenger. Medicare will not pay for a single penny of your stay at the assisted living level of care. And again, these are all the things that are known by my firm, Senior Care Consulting. If someone is expecting Medicare to pay for that, well, we would have that discussion right up front and then look at other funding options available, and we would not allow you to think something is true when it's actually not true at all. So we would get that ironed out with you right up front and help you understand that and then explore other funding options. Just one of the many things that we provide, one of the many benefits that we provide our clients with Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800 or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. All right, back to the top 10 reasons that you or your loved one could be discharged from the assisted living level of care. And before I go on and before I get too many calls or emails from folks working in the business saying, oh, you don't like assisted living. Nope, that's not true. That's not true at all. There's an unbelievable amount of just wonderful support that you can receive at the assisted living level of care. And I'm not anti-assisted living in any way, shape, or form. But again, the mission of the program is to provide information, education, resources for seniors and their caregivers. And the information that I'm covering today is just not really talked about much, if at all. And so I'm educating thousands or tens of thousands of people in the market, and they need to know about this. And I'll never apologize for that. Thank you very much. So, okay, number two. Requiring too much care, that could get you a discharge notice, an unexpected discharge notice. Well, what do you mean, Steve? They said we're an age-in-place community. They could blah, 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 you know, all the stuff, the over-promise, under-deliver, et cetera, et cetera. Well, the staffing model in assisted living, it just has limitations. Okay, and that I think that would go for most assisted living communities. They're just limitations, and it's primarily based on staffing model. And if you need more care than they can offer, then you're just going to get a discharge notice. Well, Steve, that's not true, et cetera. Well, yeah, it is. Okay, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but it is. It is. Every single assisted living community has a threshold, period. And if you exceed that threshold, you will have to move. It's just a fact. Number three, incontinence care. Incontinence care is becoming more and more necessary, and that could cause the discharge. Now, with that being said, I think the vast majority of assisted living communities can and will provide up to a certain level of incontinence support. But if that incontinence care exceeds what they choose to offer, then this will trigger a discharge if you need too much incontinence care or incontinence support. And I've seen that with my own eyes. Well, the incontinence care is just becoming so much and so overwhelming. It's taking so much of our time that we're just not going to be able to keep up with that. You're going to need to transfer to long-term care so that they can do a better job managing that incontinence management part of your plan of care, because they have more staffing, they're able to do that. Okay? I see it all the time. Number four, if you need a low air loss mattress to prevent wound care issues and skin breakdown issues. So again, if you're getting into wound care and skin breakdown, that's really crossing over the line into, instead of helping out with activities and supporting those activities of daily living, now you're crossing over into a medical need of wound or wound care management, and that's where you're going to lose them, most of them. Now, as soon as I say all this, there are exceptions. I do know of just a very, very few places that can offer a two-person transfer. Okay, so there are always exceptions to these things, but the vast majority of places, all of these things are true. All right, number five, if your loved one needs medical care, such as, and I just mentioned wound care, maybe they need compression wraps for lymphedema and cellulitis issues. Maybe they require a mechanical lift in lieu of a two-person transfer. Maybe they require tube feeding through a PEG tube, catheter care for urinary catheter management. At most places, that's not going to fly. IV therapy, that's definitely not going to fly at any place that I've seen at the assisted living level. So, again, if your loved one needs some of these medical-related support services, that's going to get you a discharge. If your loved one requires pain management, this is number six, and that's more than they can handle. So, for example, managing pain patches, pain injections, managing a pain pump, they may be able to handle some of these things, but it may, again, may cross that threshold. They may not be able to help out with all these things, and that could create a discharge situation. Number seven, it could be as simple as needing diabetic management with insulin injections. Most assisted living communities cannot offer or do not offer around-the-clock diabetic management. Again, it's just a function of staffing. So I'll also say that if the resident living in assisted living, at the assisted living level of care, if they can do their own insulin injections, that's and they can demonstrate that, that's fine. You can do that. But if that person declines to the point where they cannot do their own insulin injections, and then you require that community staff to do it, then that's the line right there. Okay, for most of them for most of the places. Number eight, if you need help eating food or needing a very specialized diet, such as a parade diet or another special type of a diet, that could cause the discharge. So again, if you're saying, oh my gosh, I didn't know any of this, well, guess what? Most people don't. And guess what? That's why my firm, Senior Care Consulting, that's why we exist, to help our clients through the search and selection process so that we'll just get, here's the bottom line, we're going to help you get it right and get it right the first time. 913-945-2800. We're online at seniorcareconsulting.com. And coming up, you don't want to miss number 9 or number 10.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit seniorcarelive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by New Life Discovery Project.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
And this is Elizabeth Gearhart. Together we co-host Passage to Profit. Last week we had John Austinson, founder of Frambridge.
Franchising makes a lot of sense for a lot of businesses. And those that I've helped have cited a few things. One, it's a great way to scale using other people's money. You always want other, you know, people to work for you to think like the owners. Well, now you've got folks that know their local market. They're actually putting skin in the game. You're able to scale more rapidly using others' resources. Then at the end of the day, private equity loves franchising. You know, if you do some Googling, you'll see the acquisitions that are happening across North America right now. Private equity is scooping up franchisors right and left.
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
To find a broadcast near you, visit our website at PassageToProfitShow.com.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. Through Hymns, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, visit SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so today we're talking about the top 10 reasons that you could be discharged from the assisted living level of care. And number 9, quite frankly, is such a whopper, I decided to create a consumer alert just for number 9.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
Okay, so this one is a whopper. I've seen it over and over and over again. This is a major point where people really stub their toe in the search and selection process. Again, my clients with Senior Care Consulting, they don't make this mistake. But if you don't use Senior Care Consulting and you're not aware of some of these things, this one's a very easy mistake to make. That's why I'm covering it, so to help you not make that mistake. So all assisted living communities care for residents with cognitive impairment. Let me restate that. All assisted living communities care for residents with cognitive impairment. Now, if you contact one, they're going to say, oh yeah, we offer memory support. Oh, we have quite a few residents here with dementia. They'll say things like this. And they'll say that even if they do not have a separate memory care neighborhood. So here's why. Again, all of them care for cognitively impaired residents. Okay, so there are, what that means is there are a lot of residents just living their lives, and they might just be just really early on in the dementia decline. They're pleasantly confused. Might forget what they had for breakfast today, but it's just the cognitive issues are just not causing them really too many problems right now. Okay, they can care for a person like that all day. So here's the challenge. When the memory-related issues start to exceed their limits, then you're going to be asked to move. An example is, say, your loved one's doing well at the assisted living level of care. Everything's going great. But then at some point there is a decline, and your loved one is now wandering. They're walking around. They're not trying to cause any trouble, but they're wandering in and out of other people's apartments. They may get confused and go down the hall and walk into one of the apartments and lay down in the bed of another resident. And they're not trying to cause problems, and God love them. They don't understand exactly what they're doing, but it's very upsetting to another resident. It's like, hey, this isn't your space. Go back to your apartment. They may be wandering away from the building, not trying to cause any issues. And now they're considered an elopement risk. Now, frankly, most assisted living communities have what's called a wonder guard system. It's a little transmitter on a little watch or a bracelet And if you get too close to the exit, it sets off an alarm. They can come and redirect the resident so that they don't, again, unintentionally, you know, walk outside and put themselves in harm's way. It's a great tool, but here's one of the challenges with that. If your loved one sets off that alarm 20 times a day, they're not going to deal with that. If it's now and then, it's no big deal. They can take care of that. But if it just becomes too much of an issue and they're setting off the alarm way too many times per day, you are going to get a discharge notice. Unless they have a designated separate memory care neighborhood. I would say more than half do not have that separated, designated memory care neighborhood. So, if you choose a place and they say they offer memory care, a lot of people here have dementia, et cetera, and then your loved one declines and they cannot manage that any longer and they don't have a separate designated memory care unit, you will absolutely get a discharge. It's going to catch you off guard, so please don't make that mistake.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert, brought to you by Senior Care Live.
Okay, so let's move on. Number 10, if you run out of money, not all assisted living communities, but I would say the majority of them are private pay only. Even if you've lived there for 10 years, okay, if they are not Medicaid certified, and if they're not connected with the Medicaid program, it doesn't matter. If you've lived there for 10 years, you're going to get a discharge notice. So the reason I know that is, and it is not funny, but I do know these things because I've experienced them with throughout all of the years of helping people through these issues, and again, helping them in the search and selection process. Got a call from a young lady. Her grandmother had lived at this place. She had lived there for years. Her grandmother had spent her income every month plus $350,000 of her assets. One day she gets a discharge letter, and she said, well, what's wrong? Did we do something? Did I do something? Or did my grandma, she called her Grams, did she do anything? Oh, no, you didn't do anything wrong. We love her, but she's out of money. We don't take Medicaid, so you're going to have to move. That is an issue that never happens to my clients with Senior Care Consulting. We take care of all of that. We understand all of that right up front. Just doesn't happen with my clients. Okay, then a couple of bonus points here. We'll go to 11 and 12. I said the top 10. We'll throw in a couple of bonus here. So your loved one is falling too much. So they're becoming weak. It could be a situation of just declining strength. Your gait is off. Medications contribute to falls, like big time. And your loved one is falling too frequently. At some point, it will not take too long. They're going to say, we do not have enough staff to provide enough oversight, and we can't even get close to any one-on-one supervision and care for your loved one. And they keep falling, and we don't want them to get hurt or injured. So you're going to have to move them. Well, wait a minute. I thought you took care of people for the rest of their lives, and you're an age in place community, et cetera, et cetera. Well, not in this case. Your loved one's falling too frequently. You're going to have to move. So they may offer you, they may extend an olive branch here. They may ask you to sign a negotiated risk agreement. And I don't have time to break that down today, but basically what that is you are agreeing that your loved one is falling a lot and you are not going to hold them responsible for your loved one's falls and the resulting injuries. All I can say about that is do not ever sign one of those agreements. Never sign a negotiated risk agreement. You're completely taking them off the hook. They need to have some responsibility for caring for your loved one and watching after them. And you never, ever, ever want to do that. What that is screaming loudly and clearly is your loved one's not at the right level of care. All right. And then the bonus, again, number 12, if your loved one has any negative types of behaviors, they will be discharged. That could be too much wandering in and out of other residents' rooms. It could be exit seeking. So hey, I'm going home. I'm out of here. You're hitting the door 20 times a day. It could be the use of foul language or inappropriate language. It could be inappropriate sexual advances from someone with Alzheimer's or dementia. And God love them. They probably don't understand what they're doing, but and they can't help it. But on the other hand of that, you just cannot be doing that to another resident, period. You cannot have it. They're going to have to go to a special memory care provider that can accommodate that. Okay, all male unit, all female unit, et cetera. Could be aggressive or combative behaviors, et cetera, et cetera. So if there are any negative behaviors, that's going to get you a real quick ticket out of there. So if all of this sounds really overwhelming, the question is, what can you do to avoid an unwanted or premature discharge from the assisted living level of care? Stay tuned. I will answer that coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
And now, Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, If we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
MartinaShow.com.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
This message is from our sponsor, Subaru, and the 2023 Subaru Forester. With standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, award-winning safety technology, and up to 33 miles per gallon for go-everywhere capability. It features 74.2 cubic feet of cargo space with an extra-wide rear gate opening, making it easy for you to bring along your gear. The 2023 Subaru Forester, the SUV for all you love. Learn more at Subaru.com.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so I've just gone through the top 10 reasons that you could be discharged from the assisted living level of care. I threw in a couple of bonus reasons for the top 12, actually. How about that? And now, what can you do to avoid all of that? All right, so I'm a huge, huge fan of the assisted living level of care. Tons of my clients have required the assisted living level of care, and we've helped them get it right, determine what they need, research the market, identify our top options, take a tour of the top options, gather a lot of information when we're on our tours, prepare a report with a ton of objective information so that our clients can make an informed and confident decision. So we've worked a lot with the assisted living level of care, but if you're out there doing it on your own, what can you do to avoid some of these premature discharges and really help extend or maximize your stay at that chosen assisted living community? Number one, ask the right questions about all of their limitations. They are not required to explain any of this to you. They may explain it, but they're not required to tell you any of this stuff, like I just did. So you need to have a very thorough understanding of what you're getting into and how much care they actually provide. Because again, this is not a standardized model. And one place could be wildly different, drastically different than the next. So ask the right questions. Number two, if your loved one has memory-related issues, just make sure you choose a place that provides memory care in a separate memory care neighborhood or a separate part of the building, having codes on the doors and all the things included in memory care. If that increased care, a special type of care, is needed in the future, you want to pick one today that has the memory care neighborhood, so you don't get caught off guard and you don't get discharged. Number three, maybe choose an assisted living community that's connected to long-term care so that if your loved one needs that higher level of care, that 59% that I talked about earlier in the program, they don't have to move again. They can easily transition to that level of care within the community without being discharged. And tons of my clients with Senior Care Consulting, they're like, Steve, we don't want to do this again. We want to do this one and done. We want to start in assisted living, and then we want long-term care available for down the road if and when we might need that. Okay? Yep, we can definitely do that. That covers it. And then last but not least, understand the finances of it all. Do the math. Calculate how long your loved one can afford to pay privately. Then ask yourself this one question. Are you willing to move them again one more time if the time should come that they run out of money? If the answer is no, I don't want to move them one more time, then you need to choose a place that is either connected to long-term care that's also Medicaid certified, or choose a place that an assisted living community that works with the Medicaid program. I think the most solid of the plans would be choose an assisted living community connected to long-term care where the long-term care portion of the community is Medicaid certified. And that way you've got all of the bases covered. All right, so let's have a little bit of fun here. This is one of my favorite segments.
And now, Myth versus Fact.
All right, so we're going to do a little myth-busting here today. And this is regarding one of my favorite topics, the free referral services, promising to help you find a place for your mom, your dad, your spouse, your loved one. So the myth is that the free referral services work directly for the families. But the fact is they do not work for the families. They work for the facilities that they represent. See, the reason it's free to you is because they don't work for you. It's just as simple as that. Another one, the myth is that the free referral services represent all of your options in the market. That's not true. So here's the fact. They only represent the facilities willing to pay them gigantic kickbacks. You see, they're paid by the places they recommend, which is a gross conflict of interest. So that's how they get paid, folks. So you're going to hear about the places that they highly recommend, and those places are the ones that they have a business relationship, a partnership with. And those are the ones you're going to hear about, period. Number three, the myth is that the free referral services are very selective about who they will represent. Yeah, let me clear my throat on that one. This is not true at all. The fact is that they will represent any senior care provider willing to pay them thousands and thousands of dollars for their recommendation. I know of one particular place that just had such a horrible track record, but it was so highly recommended by some of the free referral services. That answers that question. And number four, the myth is that the free referral services have visited each and every place they represent, and they're well-versed in what they offer. But the fact is that in many cases, they do not visit the places on their list. I know this for a fact because I've received phone calls from providers, this is actually from some other states, saying that they've never met a representative from the free referral service. They sent them over a DocuSign agreement. They signed it electronically, never heard from them, never met anyone, but their salespeople were out there, highly recommended everything. Just ridiculous. So the bottom line is, don't take the bait, and that's a fact.
For more information about the facts, stay tuned to this program or contact Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
All right, so what an excellent program. We talked about the top 10, and I threw in a couple of bonuses, but the top 10 reasons that you could be discharged from assisted living, super, super important information. And all of if all of that seemed really overwhelming, frankly, that's because it is. So I would invite you to reach out to my firm, Senior Care Consulting. We are not a free referral service, and we're darn proud of that. We work directly for you, with you, and on behalf of you and your family, and we work in the best interest of you and your family and your loved one requiring the placement. So we take a fiduciary type of an approach. If that sounds attractive to you, you're like, you know what, we need to reach out and find out what that's all about, give us a call. We offer a free consultation at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week, right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Mississippi River is flooding some communities around it as it swells beyond its banks.
Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin resident Melissa Tyree tells KCRG-TV she's been dealing with about 2 to 3 feet of water in her basement.
The water in the basement is staying about the same, so we're pumping about the same amount of water out.
The Mississippi River has been cresting after a giant snowpack in northern Minnesota began melting, moving down the approximately 2,300-mile stretch. National Weather Service meteorologist Alex Gibbs in the Quad Cities Bureau.
I think we're looking at top five crests right now with this one. At some sites in our area.
I'm Julie Walker.
Police have charged the 19-year-old man with killing two teenagers and wounding four others in an early Sunday shooting at a house party on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. The suspect was arrested at his home in Pass Christian and taken to jail and is being held without bail. An aircraft carrying 8 tons of emergency medical aids arrived in Sudan to help resupply hospitals that have been devastated by the factional fighting in that country.
The Red Cross says the supplies, which include anesthetics, dressings, and surgical material, are enough to treat more than 1,000 people wounded in the conflict. A National Doctors Association says more than two-thirds of hospitals in areas with active fighting are out of service, citing a shortage of medical supplies, health workers, water, and electricity. The civilian death toll from the countrywide violence has topped 400. The conflict erupted on April 15 between the nation's army and its paramilitary force and threatens to thrust Sudan into a raging civil war. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Natural gas flowing again in the Mississippi pipeline after a towering blaze Friday that officials believe was caused by a lightning strike. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pain from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
A New York school district wrestles with just how to respond to the state's newly approved ban on the use of Native American-themed logos and names. The latest, we turn to Julie Walker.
Salamanca Public Schools, along with the rest of the city, are located on Seneca Nation of Indians territory south of Buffalo. About 38% of the district's students are Native American, and the school's logo, showing the likeness of a Seneca man, was designed by a Native artist. The state's prohibition on schools' use of indigenous imagery allows exceptions if a tribal nation approves, Seneca leaders have said they would carefully consider the circumstances. School leaders say the omnipresent logo and warrior name for the school athletic teams are sources of pride. Julie Walker, New York.
Check out the latest breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Payment processing giant Visa says its second quarter profits jumped 14% from a year earlier on an adjusted basis as the company continues to benefit from a global rise in credit card and debit card usage.
The San Francisco-based company said it earned a profit of $4.38 billion, excluding one-time charges related partially to the Russia-Ukraine war and other accounting adjustments. That compared to an adjusted profit of $3.83 billion from a year earlier. The result beat analysts' forecasts.
Jeremy House adds the company processed nearly $3 trillion in transactions on its payment network last quarter, up 10% from a year earlier. Drug shortages are growing in the United States, and experts see no clear path to resolving them. For patients, that could mean more treatment delays, medication switches, and other hassles filling a prescription. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Life insurance.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
It's the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine because we've got podcasts throughout the week, but this program comes to you via radio or via your device, your online devices, and we got lots to talk about. 877-726-8255, our number. Intelligent Medicine means the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies. We review all the important health stories of the week and digest them in a form that is hopefully entertaining and informative. 877-726-8255 gets you into the doctor's office to pose a question or share a comment. There's a lot on the health front this week, and we'll be talking about hydration and its benefits. Some new studies on, what else, vitamin D, the impact of artificial sweeteners on heart disease. They're supposed to lower the risk, but a new study sheds light on their impact. 877-726-8255, our number. Okay, let's go. And among the big stories this week, this is really unprecedented. It heralds a new era in children's health care. For better or worse, the American Academy of Pediatrics this week issued an enormous clinical guideline for the evaluation and treatment of children and adolescents with obesity. It's over 350 pages long. I had an opportunity to review it and do a deep dive on it. It's quite a document, and it's commendable that they're paying attention to it because... Well, 14.4 million American children, adolescents, suffer from obesity. The definition of that is greater than the 95th percentile for age and sex. So it's all based on the BMI, the body mass index. You could critique that because big, strong athletes sometimes have a higher BMI with low body fat, but it's pretty accurate when it comes to kids. The rate of obesity, we're not just talking about overweight, you know, because I was a chubby kid, but I wasn't obese. I was a little bit roly-poly, and then I grew out of it, as do many kids. But here we're talking about obesity. And obesity isn't just a social problem. You know, kids who are fat, and that's a term that is not in vogue anymore, but kids who are very overweight get teased a lot, and it has an impact on their psychosocial development. It also has a major impact on their health, and I can harken back to when I was growing up, and I can't remember any kids who were diabetic, but now it's relatively common. Also, children with hypertension, children with sky-high cholesterol, and the rate is skyrocketing. It's more than tripled from just 5% in 1963. And remember, that was the era of JFK, John F. Kennedy. If you're a baby boomer, you may remember that. JFK urged the populace to overcome their sedentary ways and embark on 50-mile hikes. Yeah, he was really into physical fitness. And that was in 1963. Only 5% of kids would be considered obese by today's standards. That soared to 19% in 2017. And then the pandemic has intervened, and it's probably soared even more. And so here's a dire prediction. By 2050, if this trend holds, 57% of the children of today will have obesity by the time they are 35. And that's just a horrendous prospect. And so it's timely that the AAP, the American Academy of Pediatrics, is now addressing that in this very, very detailed document. But I have some concerns about it, because for the very first time, the American Association of Pediatrics, American Academy of Pediatrics, is opening the floodgates to the use of drugs and gastric bypass surgery for kids. And they're saying that, you know, because the problem is so severe, we have to start considering these things. They minimize the harms and they emphasize the benefits. I read it very carefully. And unfortunately, while they do give lip service to lifestyle, they talk a lot about lifestyle, and they talk about early intervention, getting kids to be more active, getting kids to eat healthy. There's not a lot about the benefits of a very low-carb diet. Sure, they say make some vague recommendations, reduce sugary beverages, encourage exercise, reduce sedentary behavior. They talk a lot about that. But then they kind of throw up their hands and they say, yeah, but because of the fact that there's not a lot of resources to promote that, it's not happening. It's not happening. They also talk a lot about inequality and racism, as is the vogue these days, because the predominance of obesity is among poorer kids, especially kids who were racial minorities. And that's a bad start for these kids in life. There's no mea culpa in this long document about how all our dietary guidelines have not been effective. Not only that, they may have actually promoted obesity by encouraging the use of lots and lots of carbohydrates. Yeah, bagels, breakfast cereals, skim milk, orange juice, those things are okay, according to a lot of pediatric experts. But they do acknowledge, somewhat grudgingly, two small studies found benefit from interventions that reduced glycemic load. In other words, low-carb diets. That was like one sentence among well over 300 pages of text. And so not enough emphasis on the
enormous impact that diet could have if it were only implemented at a young age for kids. And I highlight this initiative, which is a good one. And, you know, we're talking about disadvantaged kids. I don't know what the vogue term these days is. But among kids in a low-income elementary school in the greater Austin area with a majority Hispanic student population, they did a study. It was a randomized controlled trial conducted at the University of Texas at Austin. It's called, the initiative is called Texas Sprouts. It's a gardening, nutrition, and cooking intervention implemented in elementary schools in Austin. And, okay, sounds good, but did it work? Because sometimes things that sound good don't actually work, so they have to be demonstrated to be of benefit using careful studies. And it turned out it was helpful. It improved glucose control. It reduced bad cholesterol in high-risk minority youth, and the results were published this week in JAMA Network Open. So Texas Sprouts was a program that spanned a nine-month school year and involved the formation of a garden leadership committee. They allocated a quarter-acre outdoor teaching garden, and there were a series of 18 student gardening, nutrition, and cooking lessons taught by trained educators. And what they found was that after this intervention, and look, there's nothing better than getting kids to grow their own food because they're all in. There's some buy-in there because they're growing the food. Then they're preparing the food, handling the food. That gets them to try foods that ordinarily they wouldn't. And it really worked. They found that small increases in dietary fiber and vegetable intake, as well as reductions in added sugar intake, may have combined effects on lowering bad cholesterol and improving glucose control. That's according to the researchers. So reduced risk of diabetes and prediabetes, and that was a model, I think, for what we ought to be doing with kids before we make acceptable gastric bypass surgery and the use of powerful drugs designed for adults. Look, for some kids, that may be the answer because their problems are well beyond the potential impact of diet and exercise. You tell them to diet and exercise till the cows come home, they're still going to be grossly overweight and at high risk of health problems. Maybe, just maybe, we might make exceptions for these kids. But there's something called diagnostic creep that occurs in medicine. It's once you define a problem, drugs and surgery rush in to fill the vacuum. And that's my concern, is that we may have opened up Pandora's box here when it comes to very serious, potentially life-altering interventions for kids that may have certain benefits but also have considerable harms that are unfortunately being minimized. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Dark Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain and heart function, including a recent Harvard study showing a 27% reduction in cardiovascular death. It may even be a helpful tool in managing cognitive decline. Flava Naturals Dark Chocolate bars and cocoa powder deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of typical dark chocolate with great flavor and minimal sugar. Their secret is sourcing premium, high-flavanol cocoa beans and processing them naturally. Result is decadent dark chocolate with the flavanol levels needed to fuel brain and cardio performance. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com. There you'll find the extensive research behind cocoa flavanol's benefits and great recipes, too. That's FlavaNaturals.com. FlavaNaturals.com.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Well, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit readingcivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at KCNR1460.com. Weekday mornings starting at 6, don't miss the Sue McClain News Hour, followed at 7 by Carl and Linda Bott with Free Fire Radio. We also have Armstrong and Getty on tap, and don't miss Mark Levin on KCNR.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista is now serving lunch. Enjoy grilled chicken breasts, beef ribs, fish and chips, the salmon filet, or their fabulous burger menu. Try their lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawn. Kids' meals are also available. Dry Creek Station, open Tuesday through Sunday, serving lunch from noon to 4, dinner from 5 to 9, and happy hour from 3 to 5. Dry Creek Station at 299 East in Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
To bring along your gear, the 2023 Subaru Forester, the SUV for all you love. Learn more at Subaru.com.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number, 877-726-8255. And Kathy in Connecticut, welcome. How are you doing?
Okay, Dr. Hoffman. I wanted to ask you what I could take for flatulence, especially when it comes to plain yogurt.
Okay, so plain yogurt makes you... gassy?
Yeah, I eat a lot of it.
Oh, okay. Well, generally, yogurt is has the lactose in it, which can cause flatulence, broken down because it's fermented. But you may actually suffer from an overabundance of the bacteria in the plain yogurt. Actually, you know, it's one of those Goldilocks things. Not enough probiotics, and, you know, you may be flatulent, gassy, or suffer from constipation. And too much can actually cause an overgrowth of the bacteria that release certain gas in your intestinal tract. So is it the yogurt, or is, I mean, what else in your diet might be a cause of that? Like, for example, what do you have for breakfast typically?
Well, I have my eggs.
Okay.
You know.
That shouldn't be a big problem. Yeah.
No, but I eat a lot of American cheese now and a whole wheat bread.
Well, there's the problem. You know, American cheese has a fair amount of lactose, and the whole wheat bread is a source of what are called fructans, and that represents the F in FODMAP, and FODMAPs are the foods that can cause gas and SIBO, small intestine bacterial overgrowth. You can be tested for that with a breath test, but maybe that's not necessary. You could just embark on a low FODMAP diet. I'm not sure yogurt is the culprit. It's less likely to be the culprit, but you can try elimination of yogurt. So there's a diet. You can find it on the Internet, the low FODMAP diet. You can do a trial of that diet and see if it reduces the gas. Sometimes it's necessary to use certain natural herbs or even medication to suppress the bacterial overgrowth. I'm not a big fan of the major drug that's used for this, which is called Xifaxan. But you can also use you know, things like oil of oregano in capsules or berberine. These things can suppress the overgrowth of harmful bacteria. And you may want to go easy on the probiotics or the fermented foods, because they sometimes cause gas. Also, cruciferous vegetables, which are super healthy, are notorious for causing gas and bloating. And then the other issue is maybe you're not breaking down your foods properly. Maybe a good digestive, broad-spectrum digestive enzyme can help you break your foods down properly so that they don't ferment in your digestive tract. You can try some of those things and see if it pans out. And be sure to call us back and tell us if you've arrived at a solution. Okay?
How do you spell the name of that diet that I'm supposed to find on
FODMAP with an S on the end. Low FODMAP diet. You can just Google that and try the diet and see if it helps. You know, even without the proper testing, you know, we test patients in our office to determine if they have a bacterial overgrowth. They might be overproducing hydrogen or methane. Another thing that can cause a lot of gas and bloating is chronic yeast in the gastrointestinal tract, which is due to too many antibiotics. Antibiotics can be a culprit.
And had to take them.
There you go. You might have, you know, disrupted your intestinal bacterial balance.
I've been taking probiotics, though, along with the I don't take them anymore, but I was very sick for a while.
Well, there you go. That could be part of the problem right there, you know, is that antibiotics disrupted your intestinal flora.
All right.
Well, let us know if some of this works for you. 877-726-8255. Let me take a moment to share with you that there's something new about NT-factor lipids, which you know can enhance your energy. Well, there's good news, because they also help you to absorb nutrients like coenzyme Q10 or curcumin, according to a recent study, by more than 200%. Now you can get a special offer. Buy one container of NT-factor lipids powder and get their delicious patented energy wafers free. That's up to a $59.99 value. Get the energy boosting and nutrient absorption benefits of NT-factor lipids by mixing the powder in your morning smoothie, or on the go with the convenience of pleasant, chewable, berry-flavored patented energy wafers. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Or call 800-982-9158. 800-982-9158. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
America's small business conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
There are more small business owners now than ever before. According to the SBA, 33 million are trying to make their way of it. But if you regret not starting sooner and you feel like you're a little bit behind, don't. Just because you started your small business later in life doesn't mean you're behind. Everything happens for a reason, and your previous career probably taught you the work skills and the professionalism you'll need to serve your clients and customers. Heck, I didn't start till I was 44. Don't regret starting late, but do regret wasting today and not pushing yourself to make your small business dream come true. You got this. Go get it.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on The Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation to their Reserve Collection, a gummy. The Reserve Collection is a specifically curated blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids, rich and bold. The Reserve Collection products elicit strong feelings of calm, comfort, and relief when intense support is needed. Enjoy a deeper CBD experience with Plus CBD's Reserve Collection of oils, soft gels, and now gummies. All of their products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Reserve Collection gummies.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hey, Redding, what's better than an ooey gooey cheesy sandwich? How about five different ooey gooey cheesy sandwiches? Black Bear Diner just launched their limited time ooey gooey cheesy choices that'll cover you for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Come on in and try one of those delicious sandwiches today.
Black Bear Diner.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. That's 800-607-6864.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, coming at you in real time here. You can call us 877-726-8255. But before we take calls, one of the big stories on the nutrition front over the past couple of weeks has been this very interesting story about hydration. And we talk about healthy diet, we talk about supplements, we talk about exercise, we talk about a good mental attitude, but hydration sometimes gets short shrift. A good colleague of mine, Dr. Dana Cohen, has written a book entitled Quench, which promotes the idea that hydration can be linked to all kinds of health benefits. And that viewpoint has been vindicated by this very large study. Over 11,000 adults. The remarkable part about this is not the number of participants, but the duration of the study. It's a 30-year study. And what they demonstrated is that there is a link between serum sodium levels, which go up when you're dehydrated and go down when you're properly hydrated with water. Not with salty beverages, but water dilutes the sodium in your bloodstream, much as it would dilute a little bit of salt that you might have in a glass. There's a very substantial link between serum sodium levels and various indicators of health. Now, that's very cool because this is not an esoteric test. This is a test that every man, woman, and child in this country get on a regular basis. It's called a chem panel. And sodium is an intrinsic part of that. Very easy to access your sodium levels. If you've got a portal or if you've got a copy of a blood test, check out your sodium levels because they're an indicator of whether or not you're adequately hydrated. And here's what they found. It was really quite dramatic. They found that there was a link between higher ranges of normal sodium levels. By the way, not high sodium, but high within what is considered the normal range, and increased risk for heart failure. They also found that there was a relationship with a whole raft of chronic health conditions, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, abnormal blood sugar. And specifically, they found that adults with higher levels of normal serum sodium. And the normal range falls between 135 to 146. So if you read your lab report and you're either, you know, more than 135 or less than 146, they'll say it's normal. But within that normal range, there's an optimal range based largely on whether you're adequately hydrated. And they found that adults with serum sodium levels above 142, that's still normal because 146 and above is abnormal. High in the normal range, above 142, had a 10 to 50% increased odds of being biologically older. So it has an impact on aging itself, than their chronological age compared to ranges between 137 to 142. Levels above 144, still normal, correlated with a 50% increase in aging. Levels between 144.5 to 146 were associated with a 21% increased risk of premature death compared to ranges between 137 to 142. There was also a relationship with heart failure, stroke, atrial fibrillation, peripheral artery disease, as well as chronic lung disease, diabetes, and dementia. Those with a serum sodium level above 142 had up to a 64% increased risk for developing some of these chronic diseases. And conversely, adults with the sodium 138 to 140 had the lowest risk of developing these chronic diseases. So, yeah, I mean, look, by the way, this is not a study of hydration. This is a study of a marker which is thought to be a surrogate marker of hydration. So maybe then certain conditions cause the sodium to be high because it's regulated very, very carefully within a certain range. Maybe certain diseases cause your sodium to be elevated, so correlation is not necessarily causation. This needs to be researched further, but it's a promising, easy-to-follow metric that can tell you if you're adequately hydrated. And if you If that's not enough, check this out. A company is coming up with a breakthrough device that can tell you whether you're adequately hydrated. It will also collect information about 3,000 different metabolites in your body. What is it? Just 90 millimeters in diameter. That's like, 4 inches. It's a little disc that sits within any toilet bowl. It's called the U-Scan from a company called Withing.com. Check it out. There's an interesting video on how it fits in your toilet. They say it provides an immediate snapshot of the body's balance by monitoring and detecting a large variety of biomarkers found in urine while also offering actionable advice for health improvements. There's an app, and it's Bluetooth to your phone, and so you pee in the toilet, and then it gives you feedback on what's going on. And very easily, it can give you feedback on whether you're adequately hydrated because, well, you can just get visual feedback. Your urine is relatively clear. You're probably consuming a lot of fluid. If it is dark, well, you're probably dehydrated, or maybe you're suffering from another medical condition that could cause you to have darker urine. They say while urine analysis is typically performed only once a year, and it yields, you know, valuable information, the U-Scan, they say, opens the door to regular access to these metrics from the comfort and privacy of one's own bathroom. So, hydration, and, you want more insights into what your body chemistry reveals, consider the U-Scan device. It's getting, it's kind of like a variation on something that's been pioneered over a decade ago, the smart toilet that analyzes your urine and stool samples and gives you a lot of feedback of what's going on. All right, 877-726-8255, our number, and we got that number available to you 24/7, 365, so you can call and record a question as to this individual. Let's hear it.
I got a blood test, and it seems like my cholesterol is a little high, according to one doctor, but another doctor said it isn't. I have triglycerides at 311, total cholesterol 218, HDL at 40, and LDL at 116, sorry. My first doctor wanted to put me on Lipitor, but the second doctor said I don't need to do that, and he just gave me fish oil and vitamin D3. Which one do you agree with? Do you have any other things that I should do?
Okay, it's not quite as simple as that, but what you have is a problem with carbs and not necessarily with saturated fat and cholesterol intake because your triglycerides are over 300, and that's an indication that your body is converting sugar and carbohydrates into fat in your bloodstream, which can lead to deposits in your arteries and in your liver, maybe causing fatty liver or other types of problems. And so it may be that you require a statin, but I kind of like the recommendation of the second doctor who said take fish oil because higher doses of fish oil, it's been demonstrated, can lower triglycerides. But it has to be accompanied by a low-carb diet. So you really need to look at your carbohydrate consumption, fruit juice, bread, pasta, sugar, sodas, so-called, tea, instant teas and things like that that are laden with sugar. And all the other ways that there are Trojan horses for sugar that work their way into the diet. And exercise, too, will lower your triglycerides. Your LDL cholesterol isn't all that high, but what really would determine whether you need a statin, and I'm not inalterably opposed to statin. I think statins are just overprescribed because doctors are indoctrinated that statins are the end-all and be-all of cardiovascular prevention. They're part of the equation, but, just a small part. Is the EBT heart scan to look at whether there's calcium in your coronary arteries. And if, as a relatively young guy, you sound middle-aged, you have a lot of plaque, well, maybe, just maybe, you need the protection of a statin. And I'm not inalterably opposed to that. I just think statins prescribed willy-nilly without seeing what's going on in your arteries. Maybe you have zero or minimal plaque. Then you really won't benefit from a statin. Statins don't do much to lower, if anything, to lower triglycerides. They work on cholesterol, and unfortunately, they lower your HDL, the good cholesterol, which in your case is relatively low. So exercise will bring that up. That could help. The answer is I'd have to kind of individualize my recommendations for you. That's actually the subject matter of, I would say, about 10-20% of the visits that I get these days, people who want a second opinion on whether they should take a statin. And occasionally I'll say, oh, my goodness, you got a lot of plaque. You really will benefit from the protection that statins afford, which is real. But minimal, if you have no plaque, there's no point. So you'd have to get some imaging to see. These tests are available, relatively inexpensive. So ask your doctor to send you for one, or you could even seek out a center that does those tests. You could just do a walk-in and have that test performed and find out if you have a lot of risk. 877-726-8255, our number. And speaking of fish oil, interesting article in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Association of erythrocyte omega-3 fatty acids, that would be red blood cell omega-3 index. That's a test that can be done. Association of omega-3 fatty acids with cognition, brain imaging, and biomarkers in the Alzheimer's disease neuroimaging initiative. So they did a blood test to see if people had high levels of omega-3s in their red blood cell membranes. That's the best way. Plasma, not so good. Red blood cell membranes will yield a better result because that's where these omega-3s are incorporated. And what they found is that the higher your RBC, EPA, and DHA, the lower your risk of Alzheimer's might be on brain imaging. So very cool study, emphasizing the importance of omega-3s. Now I'll tell you where to get them. You've heard me talk about my preferred fish oil brand, which is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions. Well, I'm happy to report that they also offer a great line of premium quality, relevant, professional-grade products, which help support optimal immune function, including quercetin, NAC, Viracon, and Aller-C. They also have a full range of ultra-pure omega-3 products, including vegan alternatives, no matter what type of form you'd like your omega-3s, liquid, capsule, even if you're vegetarian, these products are top of the line. If you want more information about their offerings, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co. Vital Nutrients products are formulated by healthcare professionals utilizing peer-reviewed research, bioavailable and bioactive ingredients, in therapeutic doses. I take them, and the Vital Nutrients fish oil is the brand that I take and recommend to my patients. Find them at vitalnutrients.co. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Do your current probiotics offer diversity? The primary goal of your probiotics is to help create and maintain a healthy gut microbiome. We often think more is better, but taking high doses of 50 or 100 billion probiotics can work against you. The most important factor is diversity, not quantity. Look for a formula that has multiple strains of probiotic flora expertly fermented to contain postbiotic metabolites, which have been shown to help digestive and immune health, our gut-brain function, and more. The worldwide leader in fermented postbiotic health? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, the number one probiotics in the world for direct delivery of postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics uses a multi-year fermentation with 12 proven probiotic strains producing over 500 postbiotic metabolites, certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. So say no to quantity and yes to diversity. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
What's your age? That's AGE, aged garlic extract, that is. For over 50 years, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been offering men and women of all ages and with different health concerns an odorless, organically grown, clinically researched garlic extract supplement tailored to their individual needs. Aged garlic extract formulas support optimal cardiovascular health, immune function, and many more specific health concerns like stress, blood sugar balance, high blood pressure, detox, anti-aging, inflammation, and brain health. Kyolic AGE's condition-specific products contain Kyolic's exclusive GMO-free garlic extract, which is aged up to 20 months, converting garlic's harsh properties into beneficial compounds. So what's your AGE? Visit your local natural health and wellness retailer and discuss which Kyolic AGE formula is best for you and your lifestyle. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also online.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile, a nationally recognized military-friendly employer and official sponsor of National Defense Network. To learn more about their exclusive discounts for military and veteran families, visit T-Mobile.com today.
In Tampa Bay, Florida, the Bay Pines VA Healthcare System is helping homeless veterans get back on their feet by hosting their annual Homeless Veterans Stand Down Saturday. The event brings together more than 70 community partners and vendors to provide services to veterans, including everything from employment assistance to health care and vet services. Working toward curbing veteran homelessness is top of mind for the Bay Pines VA healthcare system. It's why they held their annual Homeless Veterans Stand Down to address homeless veterans' immediate needs. Program coordinator Blossom Capper said, "These events really bring a collective group of people within the community together to provide veterans with a one-stop shop." For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
Good news. Not all communication is being canceled, especially for the case of a Tennessee woman who was recently kidnapped by her ex-boyfriend. This is Bill Martinez, Man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. The victim was able to communicate to a clerk with a simple hand gesture that she needed help. The savvy clerk understood the hand gesture and called police, who were able to rescue the woman. It reminds us just how important communication is to our human culture. It connects us with family, friends, even would-be heroes. Sometimes we never know the difference even a smile can make for someone who may be losing hope for human connection. A word of encouragement, a touch, something that costs so little can be so priceless. Let's make today the day that we look for an opportunity to encourage and lift a fellow sojourner in this life that we're navigating. You never know. You may find yourself at the right place and time to be the difference for a fellow man or woman.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. A study that looks at the effects of diet on COVID-19. We'll share that with you momentarily, but first, 877-726-8255, a recorded call. Let's hear it.
Dr. Hoffman, I'm wondering if you believe in allergy shots, if they work for everybody, because I noticed that since this global warming started, maybe like 6 or 7 years ago, my allergy symptoms are seems to get worse every year, and I don't think that the shots are working for me.
Okay. I wouldn't attribute it to global warming, although I guess that's plausible. There's some studies that suggest that climate change is having an impact on pollen counts in different parts of the world. But, things change sometimes as you age, and, you could attribute it to, maybe the prevalence of smartphones or something like that, you know, electromagnetic waves, because you're using a Wi-Fi more over the past few years. So when it comes to allergy shots, they do work. And I have here in front of me a study, long-term real-world effectiveness of allergy immunotherapy in patients with allergic rhinitis and asthma. And, you know, they had to study it because, look, I mean, it's a thing that a lot of people do, and results may vary. Some people don't get great results. Other people do get good results, and it may depend on the type of immunotherapy, the expertise of the doctor who's administering the immunotherapy, because mostly you have to do this in a doctor's office under observation in case you have a emergency allergic reaction to the shot. And there's also sublingual immunotherapy, under-the-tongue immunotherapy, which is coming into its own. And I used to do this when I had an allergy department. Now I just have a consultative practice, and I think it really does work. But the problem these days is that they're getting away from these types of therapies because they're coming up with newer and more powerful drugs for allergies and asthma. And the tendency is to not want to reimburse doctors and patients for an arduous round of therapy that may take years, and you just give them a drug and knock out their immune reaction to certain things. A lot of these drugs are immunosuppressive, steroids, and now newer biologic medications. And so these therapies are kind of falling by the wayside to some extent. I know that allergists still offer them, and patients benefit from them. But, I wouldn't suggest that it's about climate change. Many other factors. Your diet may have an impact on it, underlying medical conditions, aging itself, the condition of your microbiome. These may have an impact on your susceptibility to allergies. So, or the success of the immunotherapy, because it, you know, can't overcome some of these headwinds if other things aren't right. Even your level of certain critical nutrients, you know, things like adequate bioflavonoids, quercetin, vitamin C, adequate levels of vitamin D, these things may have an impact on how effective immunotherapy with shots is. Okay, big study, huge study. Long-term diet and risk of COVID infection and COVID severity. In this month's American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, big study, looked at nearly 20,000 participants, and it correlated long-term diets with the outcome of COVID, and based on hospitalizations and deaths. And what they actually, I misspoke, there's even more higher numbers, nearly 43,000 health professionals. So what they say here is emerging evidence supports a role of diet in the development of COVID-19. A diet that is rich in plant-based foods, that is low in sugar, low in ultra-processed foods, high in antioxidants, anti-inflammatory, these can be decisive in reducing the risk of COVID. And the other thing about diet is that, you know, diet simply helps control your blood sugar. It helps to reduce the risk of what are called comorbidities, heart disease, high cholesterol, hypertension. These are comorbidities which make the management of COVID infections worse and make people more vulnerable to the adverse effects of the virus. So once again, proof positive that underlying health has a lot to do with your lifestyle, diet, exercise, sleep patterns, stress patterns. All of these should be considered when we're taking an all of the above approach to COVID. More on COVID in the next hour. 877-726-8255 or number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/Protocol for Life Balance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, these stand out for their support of healthy digestive function. BioCore Enhanced Enzymes and Enzymes HCL. Digestive enzymes are essential to the body's absorption, but the capacity to make enzymes diminishes with age. BioCore Enhanced Enzymes contains a blend of non-GMO enzymes that will aid in the digestion of most foods, including beans and cruciferous vegetables. Enzymes HCL is a specially balanced blend of 9 different enzymes that can break down protein, carbohydrates, fat, and fiber, and may help reduce bloating, indigestion, occasional heartburn, and gas. They're available at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A Texas sheriff says a fugitive accused of opening fire on his neighbors after they asked him to stop shooting in his yard could be anywhere by now. Authorities widening the search for the man suspected of killing 5 people near Houston. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas says he knows why President Biden's been keeping a low profile.
Senator Cruz says handlers are forcing the president to keep low profile to hide the fact he's losing his faculties.
Look, I think he is badly, badly diminished. I think they are actively covering it up.
Senator Cruz tells the Salem Radio Network he's always had regular contact with previous presidents, including Obama and Trump, and worked alongside Biden during his days in the Senate.
It's true. I've known Joe a long time. But I can tell you this, in the 2.5 years he's been president, I haven't spoken to him once.
Cruz calls Democrats terrified of allowing Biden contact with GOP senators. Bob Agner reporting.
Justice Department says a British tobacco company's agreed to a $629 million settlement to resolve allegations that it did illegal business with North Korea in violation of U.S. sanctions.
British American Tobacco has entered into a deferred prosecution agreement with the Justice Department. The agreement was arrived at while the company's Singapore subsidiary pleaded guilty to bank fraud and sanctions charges. BAT confirmed the settlement in its own statement, saying it resolves, quote, previously disclosed investigations into suspicions of sanction breaches.
Jeremy House reporting. President Biden this week commuted sentences of 31 people convicted of nonviolent drug crimes who were serving time in home confinement. The White House says many would have gotten a lower sentence if they were charged with the same offense today because of changes in the law. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the three-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
An Oklahoma execution will proceed as scheduled.
Oklahoma State Parole Board voted to deny clemency for 60-year-old death row inmate Richard Glossop. The board rejecting Glossop's request and cleared the way for him to be executed on May 18th, though he has asked the U.S. Supreme Court to intervene. The state attorney general had asked the board to grant clemency, saying that although he doesn't believe Glossop is innocent, he doesn't think he received a fair trial. Glossop, convicted of the 1997 killing of his former boss, Barry Van Treese. John Scott reporting.
Thousands of Alaskans who depend on government assistance have waited months for food stamp benefits. This has exacerbated a hunger crisis laid bare by the pandemic, inflation, and the remnants of a typhoon. The backlog began last August and is especially concerning for residents in far-flung areas not connected by roads. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Migrant shelters are overflowing in South Texas.
Officials in Brownsville struggling to find space for migrants who authorities say have abruptly begun crossing over by the thousands from Mexico. Authorities say more than 15,000 people, most of them from Venezuela, have illegally crossed the river near Brownsville since last week. That is a sharp rise from the 1,700 migrants that Border Patrol agents encountered in the first 2 weeks of April. Jason Walker reporting.
Natural gas flowing again in a Mississippi pipeline after a towering blaze Friday that officials believe was caused by a lightning strike. Alcorn County officials say it appears the strike sheared off a piece of pipe and set the natural gas ablaze. There were no injuries. Firefighters couldn't get to it for at least 4 hours before they finally put it out. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by New Life Discovery Project.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by Radiospirits.com.
Well, folks, we begin this time with one of radio's longest-running detective-style series. Then after Mr. Keene solves the woman who married a murderer, you'll hear voice talent Hal Burdick playing all the characters in the quarter-hour program, Night Editor. Frank and Ann Hummert were a married couple known for producing multiple radio shows beginning in the early 30s. Their show, Mr. Keene, Tracer of Lost Persons, debuted on NBC Radio in the fall of 37 and moved to CBS 10 years later and would air for nearly two decades. The title character was played for most of the run by Bennett Kilpak and his assistant Mike Clancy voiced by Jim Kelly. Here they are in this example from April 27, 1950.
It's time now for Mr. Keene, Tracer of Lost Persons. Ladies and gentlemen, Anison and Collinos present Mr. Keene, Tracer of Lost Persons, one of the most famous characters of American fiction and one of radio's most thrilling dramas. Tonight and every Thursday at the same time, the famous old investigator takes from his file and brings to us one of his most celebrated missing persons cases. Tonight's case is entitled, The Case of the Woman Who Married a Murderer. Now, we want to ask all of you to make this highly convincing test. It is simply this. The next time you suffer from the pain of a headache, neuritis, or neuralgia, try taking Anacin instead of the method you now use. We suggest this because you are following sound principles when you take Anacin tablets. Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, it contains not just one, but a combination of medically proven active ingredients. Literally thousands of people have been introduced to Anacin by their own physicians or dentists who have given them Anacin tablets at some time or other. For your own sake, try Anacin. You'll be delighted with the relief it brings. For most effective relief, use only as directed. Ask for Anacin, A-N-A-C-I-N, at any drug counter. Now for Mr. Keene and the case of the woman who married a murderer. Our scene opens in a small midtown apartment. It is 11 o'clock at night, and a young man is just letting himself in the door, unaware that in his room, waiting for him, is an unexpected visitor in the form of a murderer.
What? What are you doing in my apartment? How did you get in here? Don't stand there like that. Tell me why you broke into my apartment or I'll call the police. Did you hear me? No. Put that gun down. Put it down before I... You bastard.
Will you file these reports, Mike?
Sure thing, Mr. Keene.
That winds up the Dawson case, I think. That's odd.
Sir?
Someone's standing outside our office. You can see the shadow through the glass in the door. I think it's a woman, Mike.
Well, looks as though she can't make up her mind whether to come in or not, Mr. Keene. I see what she wants.
Oh, excuse me.
Looking for someone, lady?
Are you Mr. Keene?
Oh, I'm Mike Clancy, Mr. Keene's partner. He's right here.
Is there something I can do for you?
Yes. Please, may I come in?
Why, of course.
Mr. Keene, I'm Mrs. Linda Roberts. I still don't know whether it was right for me to come here like this.
Sit down, Mrs. Roberts.
Thank you. Mr. Keene, a friend of mine was murdered several days ago. His name was Kenneth Ward.
Oh, yes, I read about that in the newspapers.
Wasn't he the fellow who was shot to death in his own apartment?
Yes, Mr. Clancy, the case is still a mystery to the police.
Have you come here to ask my help in solving it, Mrs. Roberts?
Well, partly, but I have another reason, Mr. Keene.
What other reason?
So hard to say this. I still love my husband, no matter what he's done. But he must be going out of his mind. Something's happened to John. I'm terrified, Mr. Keene, for him and for myself.
Are you implying that your husband may have had something to do with the death of your friend, Kenneth Ward?
I don't know, Mr. Keene. I only know that my husband's behavior has made me feel that he wants to get rid of me.
Well, Mrs. Roberts, exactly what was the relationship between your husband and Kenneth Ward, the murdered man?
John and Kenneth were once very close friends. Then they had two violent disagreements that made them enemies. One of them was over money. John, my husband, had lent Kenneth $1,500, and it was never repaid.
I see. And the second reason they had quarreled, Mrs. Roberts?
That was over me, Mr. Keene. Oh. At one time, Kenneth Ward wanted to marry me, but I turned him down. I'm afraid that John, my husband, believes I was still in love with Kenneth.
How long ago were you married?
Just a month ago. I'd only met John about 2 months before that. Just after I broke off with Kenneth, he swept me off my feet and we were married very soon after we first met.
Well, Mrs. Roberts, you said before that your husband's actions were peculiar. How did you mean that?
Let me tell you what happened, Mr. Keene, the day I found out about Kenneth's murder. It was late in the afternoon, and my husband, John, had not returned home from his office yet. My brother, Arnold, came over to our house unexpected. Just a moment. Arnold!
Hello, Linda.
Well, I didn't know you were coming over today. Did you tell John?
No, I didn't.
Arnold, what's wrong with you? You look pale.
I've just had a shock, Linda. And I'm afraid you're in for one yourself.
What kind of a shock?
Kenneth Ward was murdered last night.
Kenneth? Murdered?
Now take it easy.
But it can't be possible. I saw him on the street only 2 days ago.
He's dead, Linda. It's horrible. He was shot in his own apartment last night at 11 o'clock.
Last night? At 11?
Yes. What's the matter?
Oh, nothing. Nothing, Arnold. I'm just so shocked I can hardly think. It's John.
Hello, Linda.
Arnold. How are you, John?
All right. And you, Arnold?
I have some disturbing news for you. I just told Linda.
What is it?
Kenneth Ward was murdered last night.
Isn't it horrible, John?
Not to me.
John!
Well, what do you mean?
Arnold, would you mind leaving us alone, please?
No, of course not. I'll give you a ring in the morning. The police will probably want to question all his friends, including us. Goodbye, Linda. John.
Goodbye, Arnold. John, did you hear what my brother said about the police?
What about it, Linda?
They'll question you about Kenneth's murder.
Well, let them question me.
But last night you weren't home at 11 o'clock, the time of the murder.
What are you trying to do? Get me into trouble?
Oh, darling, no. I only want to protect you.
Protect me from what? You think I murdered Kenneth Ward?
What? I never...
I didn't like him. I admit that. But when my own
John,
life...
John, please, you misunderstood me. I only wanted to make sure that you wouldn't accidentally get yourself into trouble with the police about last night.
Last night I was alone, walking the streets by myself. It's not just an alibi either, it's the truth. And do you know what I was thinking of, Linda?
What?
You and Kenneth Ward.
John.
He turned you down, so you married me.
John!
Yes, that's what I was thinking. You married me to get even with Kenneth. To show him you could find a husband if you wanted.
That isn't true.
No, well, I don't believe you. But it doesn't matter anymore. Kenneth's dead now. Murdered. And I don't care. Just remember that, Linda. I don't care.
Oh, John. John, my husband, locked himself in his room, Mr. Keene, and didn't speak to me for the rest of the day.
Hmm. Well, Mrs. Roberts, were all of you questioned by the police about Kenneth Ward's murder?
Yes. My husband admitted that he and Kenneth had quarreled bitterly.
And what about your husband's alibi, Mrs. Roberts?
John had a good one, Mr. Clancy.
You mean the police accepted his testimony that he was merely walking the streets alone at the time of the murder?
No, Mr. Keene. John said he'd been at home all night with me, and I couldn't give him away.
I see.
I can't tell you what agonies I've experienced since that day. I had a horrible dream last night about John. I dreamed that he did kill Kenneth, and he was going to kill me, too. I dreamed that I was married to a murderer.
Dreams aren't accepted as evidence in a court of law, Mrs. Roberts. It's too bad, though, that your husband lied to the police about where he was on the night of the murder. That will be held against him.
Mr. Keene, you're the only one I can turn to for help. I've got to know if my husband is innocent or if he was involved in Kenneth's murder. I've got to know one way or the other.
I'll do what I can to find out, Mrs. Roberts.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mr. Keene.
Now let me have your address, please.
I have a card here.
What time do you have, Mike?
It's 5:30, boss.
Is this the time your husband usually returns from work, Mrs. Roberts?
Yes, Mr. Keene.
Well, Mike and I will go to your house now to speak to him. I suggest you arrange to have dinner out by yourself. I'd rather talk to your husband alone.
Whatever you say.
Now, may I have the key to your apartment, Mrs. Roberts?
Yes, of course. Here you are.
Suppose you return there after your dinner. Mike and I will wait for you. And we'll have had our talk with your husband.
Very well. And thank you again for your help. Bye, Mr. Keene. Mr. Glenn.
Bye, Mrs. Roberts.
So long, ma'am.
Well, you look troubled, Mike.
And sure, and I caught a wide-open floor in Mrs. Roberts' story, boss.
Yes, so did I. Linda Roberts told us that she had refused to marry Kenneth Ward. Later, she evidently forgot and admitted that her husband said she'd been jilted by Ward.
Well, boss, that makes her just as suspicious of the murderer as her husband.
Perhaps. At any rate, we'll know that soon enough after we have our talk with her husband, John Roberts.
Here's the Roberts apartment, Mr. Keene. 4C.
It's after six. John Roberts is probably at home at this time.
No one answers, boss.
He may have been detained at his office. Use Mrs. Roberts' key, Mike.
And the living room looks empty, Mr. Keene.
Perhaps you better answer that phone, Mike, and take the message to the Roberts. I'm going to have a look inside that room over there.
Okay, boss. Hello?
Is this John Roberts?
No, my name is Mike Clancy.
Oh, perhaps I don't have the right number.
Oh, this is Mr. Roberts' apartment, miss.
Oh. Well, is he there?
Not right now.
What about his wife?
Well, she isn't here either. Just me and Mr. Keene.
Mr. Keene? The famous investigator?
That's right.
Well, then you must be investigating Ken Ward's murder.
That we are, miss.
My name is Doris Crawford. I was a close friend of Ken's.
Oh, you were?
I think I can give you a little useful information about his murder.
Well, we'll take any information at all, Miss Crawford.
When can I see you and Mr. Keene?
Sometime this evening. Where are you calling from?
My apartment. I'll wait here for you. The address is 1123 West 70th.
1123 West 70th. I got it down.
And don't fail to come, Mr. Clancy, because I'll make it worth your while. I know who murdered Ken Ward.
Sans preservers. You what? Hello? Hello?
Oh. Who is that on the phone, Mike?
A woman named Doris Crawford, boss. I got her address here. She says she knows who murdered Kenneth Ward.
Well, we'll go over to see her immediately.
But what about John Roberts, sir? Aren't we going to wait for him to show up?
I don't think he will, Mike.
Sir?
I believe he's been here at his apartment and gone.
What did you find inside that room, Mr. Keene?
The dresser, drawers, and closet have been emptied, obviously in a hurry. It looks as if John Roberts came back, packed his things, and left. He's disappeared, Mike.
Well, that sure makes him look guilty, boss.
Yes, he certainly made things more complicated in many ways. In my opinion, Mike, solving the murder of Kenneth Ward is going to be a lot more difficult than we first believed.
You're listening to Mr. Keene, Tracer of Lost Persons. We'll be right back after this.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Redding, what's better than an ooey gooey cheesy sandwich? How about five different ooey gooey cheesy sandwiches? Black Bear Diner just launched their limited time ooey gooey cheesy choices that'll cover you for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Come on in and try one of those delicious sandwiches today.
Black Bear Diner.
Now at Turtle Bay Museum, tree houses. Look who's living in the trees. On display now through May 14th, featuring immersive and educational exhibits for kids and families of all ages. All about trees, animals, responsible forestry, sustainability, and more. Come explore the museum, forest camp, wildlife center, gardens, and more with the whole family. Tree houses. Look who's living in the trees. On display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Presented by Cheryl Bambauer. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Here it is, boss.
Mike, listen. There's someone inside.
You can't stay here, Roberts. There's no place else to go, Arnold.
Boss, that must be John Roberts.
This is John Roberts. He's talking with his brother-in-law, Arnold Weston.
Keep away from that phone. Keep away or I'll speak.
Stands, preserve us. They're getting into a fight.
Break the door down, Mike.
Right, sir. Who are you?
My name is Keene.
Keene? The famous investigator? Well, you're just in time. This man on the floor is wanted by the police for murder. He's John Roberts.
Sure, and he's out cold, Mr. Keene.
He came here and expected me to hide him because I'm his brother-in-law.
Boss, you want me to put the handcuffs on John Roberts?
Wait a moment, Mike. He's coming around.
Who are you two?
My name is Keene, Mr. Roberts. My partner, Mike Clancy, and I are private investigators. Your wife came to me about Kenneth Ward's murder.
Even Linda's turned against me. I don't blame her. I've been a fool. I thought she only married me to spite Kenneth Ward.
She lied to the police for you, to protect you and give you an alibi.
Yes, Mr. Keene. Linda was wonderful, but it's no use. I guess the police will blame Kenneth Ward's murder on me, even though I am innocent.
Help John Roberts to his feet, Mike. Let him rest in that chair for a few minutes.
All right, mister. On your feet. Now just take it easy.
Mr. Keene, I hate to turn in my own brother-in-law, but I'm not getting myself involved in any murder case.
I don't blame you, Mr. Weston. Particularly since your sister, Linda Roberts, is also involved.
Linda is involved in the murder?
My wife had nothing to do with the murder, Mr. Keene. Arrest me if you must, but leave her alone.
I'm afraid she's got to put up bail in order to free herself from custody, Mr. Roberts.
Bail? How much do you need? I've got money.
Mr. Weston, don't you think it'd be more suitable for you as her brother to put up the money? John Roberts' position right now is very bad. His wife may want to forget that she ever saw him.
You're right, Mr. Keene. I don't want a murderer to help my sister. How much money do you need for Linda's bail?
Well, how much do you have available in your checking account, Mr. Weston?
I don't have a checking account. I'm not as rich as my brother-in-law. I'm just a furniture salesman, but at least I'm not a killer.
And where will you get the money?
I have a savings account of $2,000. Will that do?
I think so.
Of course, I'll get the money back, won't I?
Naturally. Bail is always returned, providing the defendant doesn't leave town to avoid a trial. Where is your savings bank book, Mr. Weston?
In my desk over here.
Well, let me have it. Perhaps the book itself can be presented to the court clerk as an assurance.
Here you are, Mr. Keene.
Thank you. Just a moment.
What are you doing?
I'm comparing your savings bank book with one that was owned by Kenneth Ward.
What for?
So I can have final proof, Arnold Weston, that you yourself murdered Kenneth Ward.
Are you crazy?
Mike, look at this. The withdrawals in Kenneth Ward's bank book compare exactly with the deposits in Arnold Weston's book.
The dates and the amounts are the same, boss.
Yes. When Doris Crawford followed Kenneth Ward to this house, he was actually coming to see Arnold Weston, not his sister. It was Weston who was blackmailing Ward, and Ward finally threatened to go to the police.
You won't get a chance to prove that, Keene.
Look out, boss. He's pulling the gun. Let go of that cannon, mister, or I'll break your arm.
All right. You win. Let go of me.
Good work, Mike. Here's his gun.
Sure, and I knew he'd pull something like that just as soon as you called his hand, Mr. Keene.
Put the handcuffs on Arnold Weston, Mike.
With pleasure, boss.
Mr. Roberts, Weston just mentioned that he was a furniture salesman. Does he work for the same company that Kenneth Ward worked for?
Yes, he does, Mr. Keene.
Well, that's how he was able to find out that Kenneth Ward took money from the firm. But Ward replaced that $1,500 soon after.
Well, then that's why Kenneth borrowed money from me. It was one of the reasons Kenneth and I had quarreled. He didn't repay me.
I know that, Mr. Roberts. But that didn't bother you as much as his old relationship with your wife.
You're right, Mr. Keene.
It was your unreasonable jealousy that started her thinking that she may have married a murderer. I hope this case has at least taught you that your wife is faithful to you.
Well, things will be different from now on, Mr. Keene. Thanks to you.
And things will be different, too, for Arnold Weston. Very different. He's learned something, too. And the lesson will be driven home when he faces a judge and jury. He's learned, like so many others, that you can't get away with murder.
And so Mr. Keene finds a solution to the case of the woman who married a murderer. The next time you're suffering from the pains of headache, neuritis, or neuralgia, try Anacin. You'll bless the day you heard of this incredibly fast way to relieve these pains. Now, the reason Anacin is so wonderfully fast-acting and effective is this. Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, Anacin contains not just one, but a combination of medically proven active ingredients in easy-to-take tablet form. Thousands of people have received envelopes containing Anacin tablets from their own dentist or physician, and in this way have discovered the incredibly fast relief Anacin brings from pain of headache, neuritis, or neuralgia. So next time such pains strike, take Anacin. For most effective relief, use only as directed. Your druggist has Anacin in handy boxes of 12 and 30, and economical family-sized bottles of 50 and 100. The name is Anacin, A-N-A-C-I-N. Mr. Keene, Tracer of Lost Persons, is based on the novel Mr. Keene. The radio sequel is originated and produced by Frank and Ann Hummert. Dialogue by Lawrence Cleve. Bennett Kilpack plays Mr. Keene. It is on the air every Thursday at the same time. Don't miss Mr. Keene next Thursday when the kindly old Tracer turns to the King Cobra murder case. Ever suffer heartburn or upset stomach from acid indigestion? Safe, new Bicidol mints, medically proven, quickly rid stomach of that blown-up feeling. Give longer-lasting relief than baking soda. Yes, hours of relief. Bicidol mints not only neutralize, but actually carry away excess stomach acids. Soothe irritated stomach lining. Let you sleep all night long when acid indigestion strikes. Carry new Bicidol mints for fast relief anywhere, anytime. Mr. Keene, Tracer of Lost Persons, will be on the air next Thursday at the same time. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
The Case of the Woman Who Married a Murderer, from April 27, 1950. That series would continue for another 5 years, although for the last couple, Philip Clark replaced Bennett Kilpack as the title character. Mr. Keene, Tracer of Lost Persons, was ripe for parody, with its cliches, stereotypes, and simple dialogue. It was gently mocked by the great Bob and Ray comedy team with their parody, Mr. Trace, Keener Than Most Persons. I'm Greg Bellin, up next on When Radio Was. It's the quarter-hour dramatic program, Night Editor, starring Hal Burdick. It begins right after this.
Sam Spade Detective Agency.
Steely, seasoned, smart alecky. The storied San Francisco snooper is back. Share the exciting exploits of Dashiell Hammett's famous gumshoe with Radio Spirit's thrilling 8-hour CD collection, The Adventures of Sam Spade, Lawless.
In most murder cases, there are too many suspects, too many motives, and too many clues from the very beginning. I've been on this one 3 hours, and I succeeded in turning out no suspects, no clues, and the most shameful thing of all, I have lost the body of the victim.
As crass as he is charismatic, this dynamic detective attracts a curious clientele. There are gentlemen who tend to drop dead.
He was hugging the carpet between the front and rear seats, and when I nudged him, he didn't move. He'd been shot at closer range than Gordon Martini, and the killer had used only one slug. It was planted in the base of his brain.
And there are ladies who are drop-dead gorgeous.
The only thing wrong with Sugar Cane's dance was her dancing, but the customers didn't seem to mind, and I didn't either. It was a pleasure to size her up carefully, as I would have felt obliged to do anyway in my professional capacity.
For a limited time, The Adventures of Sam Spade, Lawless, is being made available to our listeners at 60% off the regular price. Get 16 of the series' most madcap capers on 8 compact discs for only $12.78. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code SAM77 to save yourself some money.
Money's not what I really want.
What do you want?
Someone I can trust.
Me too, sugar.
Well, Sam, you're what I want. Say you want me too. Please say it.
We will say that this offer ends soon. So order The Adventures of Sam Spade, Lawless, today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code SAM77.
Good night, Sam.
Good night, sweetheart.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Hey, I'm Richard Gerhart, founder of Gerhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. Find out more about us at GerhartLaw.com. Along with Elizabeth, we host Passage to Profit, Road to Entrepreneurship. Here's Gene Marks, CRM and small business expert.
Right now, in the Department of Labor is changing worker classification rules and, changing overtime rules. We have to be paying attention to that. And if you're starting up a business, we've been reading all the news about the banking system. I wrote in The Guardian that interest was going to be the number one problem for businesses. There's less capital available for you to sustain and grow your business because, the financing environment is bad. I do think the economy does make a difference when you're starting up a business. Does it make it all? I mean, probably not, but it certainly makes an impact.
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gerhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
Find a broadcast near you, visit our website at passagetoprofitshow.com.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was, and now courtesy of a lesser-known coffee company sponsorship, here is Hal Burdick as night editor. Supported by Hal Burdick, Hal Burdick, and Hal Burdick. Yes, indeed, the talented fella handles all the roles in Pass the Peanuts, an episode from 1945.
Edwards, the coffee with the extra flavor lift, brings you Night Editor.
Now, let's play the second only rats in the police report. Hello, City Bank.
Night Editor with Hal Burdick telling us another of his famous stories from the newsroom. Tonight, a yarn that brings back that old favorite, Adrian P. Covington, and a mystery story titled, Pass the Peanuts.
Adrian laid one big hand on the young ranchman's shoulder. Ah, you sit tight now, son. The little fool clues are beginning to show up. I want to have a talk with this Dr. Smith and his wife, who didn't go to the dance last night. And then? Then I'm going to town and buy me some of those good assorted nut meats.
Well, phones are ringing, teletypes chattering, and presses roaring. And the morning bulldog edition of the big metropolitan newspaper has been put to bed. At last, the night editor has a chance for a brief breathing spell, and Hal is heading down the corridor to the little kitchen off the home economics department. Just as he enters the home economics department, in comes a little thing.
Just in time, boss. Coffee's on.
Well, good, Bobby. Good.
There you are. Carefully made, steaming hot.
And Edwards, I take it, from the jar on the table, which makes it unanimous. Ah, boy. Yeah, I can use that, Bobby.
I saw you leaving the office earlier tonight. Thought maybe you were sneaking out for coffee without me.
No. No, I wanted to get to that little nut store down the street before it closed and buy a box of assorted nut meats to send a friend of mine. Someone you've heard about, in fact. Adrian P. Covington.
You mean the Adrian P. Covington?
Yeah.
The Man Mountain detective of Jennifer County?
That's right, Bobby. I send him a box every once in a while. Sort of a standing joke between us. Going back to one of his experiences.
Look, Hal, if this is an Adrian story you've never told me, give out with it. Come on, right now.
Well, it's an Adrian story, Bobby. Happened a number of years ago on Gil Lyman's Dude Ranch up in Jennifer County. Adrian was away from the county seat when the report of a jewel robbery at Gil's ranch came in early that morning. It was after lunch when he finally arrived at the Deluxe Cabin bungalow, occupied by a Mrs. Charing, a dowager-like woman, and her daughter. Two sheriff's deputies had been there since before daylight working on the case, but a tall man, somewhere in his middle 30s and identified as Albert Thomas, Mrs. Charing's nephew, seemed to be in charge. There's really nothing for you chaps to do. He leaned heavily on a cane, obviously protecting a bandaged ankle. I've telephoned the Western office of the insurance company. They're sending an experienced investigator to take charge. Adrian rolled mentally with that verbal jab and came up smiling. Yeah, that's a good idea, Mr. Thomas. Yeah. Still, as a county detective, I have to know the facts. Gil, suppose you tell me. The young ranch owner made it brief. The night before, there'd been a dance at the main lodge. Unwisely, perhaps, Mrs. Charing chose to wear a diamond and sapphire bracelet and matching earrings. She returned to the cabin a little ahead of her daughter. Hearing her daughter come in a few minutes later, she left her bedroom and crossed the living room to the daughter's bedroom to chat a minute before retiring, leaving the jewels on a vanity in her room. She was with her daughter not more than 5 minutes. When she returned to her own room, the bracelet and earrings were gone. Gil's face was drawn with lack of sleep and worry. We've checked the whereabouts of every guest and ranch hand on the place at that hour, Adrian, and they're all in the clear. Most of them were in the main lodge, a few of them in their cabins. Doctor and Mrs. Smith, an elderly couple, were asleep. Mr. Thomas here had been in his cabin all evening because of his injured ankle. Yeah. How'd you hurt it, Mr. Thomas? Out fishing, stepped on a rock, twisted it. Yeah. That can be mighty painful. Yep. Yeah, I recollect once when I was... That's quite unimportant. We have a thief to catch. To Adrian, the words were thinly coated with ice. Obviously, some outsider knew about the jewels. He stood by the window, watching to see where my aunt kept them, planning to get them when she was asleep. When she went out of the room, it was only a matter of a moment to step over the low sill, get them, and be on his way. There are no footprints or clues of any sort. Oh, sure, Mr. Thomas. Yeah, there's always clues, and mostly some fool little thing you'd never think was important. Let's have a look around. For the next half hour, Adrian's big bulk moved heavily around the room, steps. He asked questions, roamed outside the cabin, even some distance along the paths. Finally, he came back to the living room.
Yeah, this looks like a tough one to crack. Maybe your experienced investigator will have more luck.
Now his eyes centered on a bowl of assorted nut meats on a coffee table.
Say, those look good. Where'd you get them?
The daughter answered, her voice a trifle chilly. I got them in town yesterday when I drove in to get the bandaging for my cousin's ankle. Does it matter? Adrian picked up the bowl.
Mr. Chang?
No, thank you. I never eat them.
You, miss?
Neither do I.
Well, mind if I help myself? I'm mighty fond of them.
Look, old chap, the nephew broke in. Why don't you take the bowl and find yourself a shady spot and sit down quietly and spend the afternoon eating them?
Well, now, by gollies, I could come pretty near doing it.
He poked around among the nut meats for a moment, then asked quickly,
who'd you have for visitors last evening?
No one. Not from the time my daughter got home, just before the dinner hour. He stood there looking down at the nut bowl, giving it an almost studied scrutiny. Finally, he helped himself to a generous handful and looked up, smiling.
Well, guess there's nothing more I can do for you folks. I'll leave the deputies here to work with the insurance investigator when he arrives. If there's anything more I can do, you let me know.
As Gil Lyman followed the big detective outside, Adrian laid one hand on his shoulder.
Sit tight, Gil. The little fool things are beginning to show up.
Well, where are you going now, Adrian?
I want to have a little talk with this Dr. Smith and his wife, who didn't go over the dance last night. And then,
he pulled one eye into a knowing wink.
Then I'm going to go to town and get me some of those good nut meats.
It was late afternoon when Adrian returned, carrying a sizable cardboard box. He invited himself to have dinner at Gil's table, then ambled off in the direction of the kitchen lodge. Gil was aware of the detective's intense interest later as groups of people took their places at surrounding tables. When all the dinner guests had been seated for several minutes, Adrian suddenly pushed back, saying,
I'm leaving you, Gil. There's one in the cabins I want to have a little look at while everybody's at dinner, but later meet me up at Mrs. Chern's. And bring her and the daughter and the nephew along with you.
Time to take a short break, but we'll be back with more from the Night Editor right after this.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection Performance Parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Now, the Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
America's small business conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
There are more small business owners now than ever before. According to the SBA, 33 million are trying to make their way of it. But if you regret not starting sooner and you feel like you're a little bit behind, don't. Just because you started your small business later in life doesn't mean you're behind. Everything happens for a reason, and your previous career probably taught you the work skills and the professionalism you'll need to serve your clients and customers. Heck, I didn't start till I was 44. Don't regret starting late, but do regret wasting today and not pushing yourself to make your small business dream come true. You got this. Go get it.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on the Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
Attention. Do you owe back taxes, fines, and penalties to the IRS? The IRS now offers new relief options for taxpayers affected by COVID-19, but you can't go it alone. Call Tax Solutions now. Our team of former IRS agents and tax professionals can get you the best deal. We know the COVID-19 rules. Call us and never speak to the IRS again.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions now and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions now and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
The virus has caused the IRS to take extensive action to help taxpayers. So if you owe $10,000 or more, this is the best time in years to settle your tax debt.
I qualified for the Fresh Start program. I paid less than I owed.
Remember, the IRS will not give up until you pay. Call 800-520-5205. 800-520-5205. 800-520-5205.
This message is from our sponsor, Subaru, and the 2023 Subaru Forester. With standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, award-winning safety technology, and up to 33 miles per gallon for go-everywhere capability. It features 74.2 cubic feet of cargo space with an extra wide rear gate opening, making it easy for you to bring along your gear. The 2023 Subaru Forester, the SUV for all you love. Learn more at Subaru.com.
And now back to 1945 and the Night Editor on When Radio Was.
The nephew's voice was chill with irony when they assembled later in the cabin. Well, suppose you're going to tell us that you've solved the crime. Well, no, not quite, but maybe I'm getting warm. I'd like to tell you my theory. He picked out another nut meat or two, nibbled on them. Yeah. Now, first off, the way the robbery was done, it hit me this morning. No thief would be fool enough to stand outside that front window casing the job where other folks strolling home from the dance might see him, including the daughter who'd come along later. Well, quite remarkable. Ain't it, though? Likewise, he couldn't have come in the front door whilst Mrs. Charon was in her daughter's room because she was sitting where she'd seen him. Only one other answer. Fella must have been hiding in the house before she got home. Maybe in that little luggage closet yonder. Figuring to wait till Mrs. Charon was sound asleep and then sneak into her room and get the sparklers. But he has run a luck. She went into her daughter's room to chat, and whilst she's there, in he sneaks and gets them. And later, while they're back in Mrs. Charon's room all excited looking for the jewels, he leaves by way of the side window in the daughter's room. What's more, I figure he was no outsider, but somebody right here on the place. Well, whilst I'm reaching that conclusion, I run onto one of those fool little things that tells me he probably was in here waiting for some time before she got home. Came in earlier when everybody was at the dance, and he wouldn't be seen.
Yes, I suppose he left a cigar stub lying around. Again, the nephew's voice was icy.
No, he was too smart for that. weren't you?
Every eye in the room followed Adrian's gaze to the nephew's face. They saw it redden, then go starkly pale. And just what do you mean by that, my fat friend?
Wouldn't object to us searching your person, would you?
The answering laugh was supercilious.
Oh, well, of course not. Search all you like. Would you care to have me go in the other room and undress? No, just like to have a look at that twisted ankle.
Thomas was on his feet, backing away. Don't you dare touch my ankle, you clumsy oaf. Get away from me. There was fear in his face now. He raised the cane threateningly, but the deputies had him to the shoulders and were pushing him back into the chair while Gil moved in to help hold him. Now Adrian's big fingers were tearing at the bandage, unwrapping it as he went on.
Been interested in that ankle ever since I found out you insisted on binding it up yourself when Dr. Smith offered to do it for you.
Fold after fold came loose while the others held the struggling man. Then sharp exclamations as pinned deep within the wrappings, the sparkling jewels came into view.
Quite a swelling, ain't it? Yeah. And not a bad idea to fake a twisted ankle to fix a doggone near perfect hiding place. Hit me all of a sudden when me and the boys were searching his cabin during the dinner hour.
But, Albert, Mrs. Charing's voice was choked with amazement. Why would you do such a thing?
Reckon I can answer that, Miss Charon. Based on a couple of long-distance phone calls made this afternoon. Your nephew needed big money to cover some gambling debts.
Over the nephew's shrill protest, Gil's voice demanded. But whatever made you suspect him, Adrian?
Oh, number of things, Gil. But mostly...
His eyes led their attention to the coffee table.
Mostly that bowl and nut meats.
What, you mean to say you found a clue in that, Adrian?
Well, as you might say... And noticed this morning they'd been pretty well nibbled at, though neither of the ladies liked them, and there'd been no guests in the cabin. That bore out the theory the thief was hiding in here for some time, and not daring to smoke, helped himself to the nut bowl. Then, poking around among them, I discovered something else that caused me to set a little trap to test my ideas. Same being, with the help of the head waitress, to have a bowl of nut meats put on each table at dinner tonight. When this fella just poked round in the bowl on his table and pushed him aside without hardly touching him, well, I was pretty middling sure I had him.
But I still don't get it, Adrian. Adrian's face took on a solemn St. Bernardish look.
fellow who sat here last night had one human frailty that I have, Gil. As I found out when I started to help myself out of that bowl this afternoon. Put a dish of assorted nuts in front of me, and I'll poke around among them till I've picked out all the cashews and almonds and toasted pecans and such, and let the peanuts go. Which same this scoundrel did last night, leaving none for me when I come along. But the trap, Adrian. Adrian's face was lighted by an owlish grin. Bowl on his table tonight had nothing but peanuts in it. When he couldn't find his favorites, he lost interest, which pretty well convinced me he was the crook I was a-looking for.
He paused for dramatic effect. Then,
now, ain't that the darndest fool little clue you ever did hear of?
Speaking of being particular and picking out the choicest things to enjoy, if you'll take home some rich, roaster-fresh Edwards coffee from your grocer's tomorrow, you'll discover that Edwards gives you a delightful extra flavor lift. Why? Well, because Edwards is still processed in small batches, the slow, painstaking, time-tested way. For example, the fine Central and South American coffee beans used in Edwards are actually selected for size, shape, and color, to make sure they meet the strict Edwards standards. Then, every pound of rich Edwards coffee is carefully and expertly blended by flavor instead of by weight under the personal supervision of Mr. Dwight Edwards himself. But that's not all. Edwards is thermally roasted to bring out the full, natural coffee flavor and ground only at the store when you buy to assure absolute freshness. Try Edwards coffee for an extra flavor lift. Your money refunded if you don't thoroughly enjoy it. Edwards coffee is featured at all Safeway stores. Well, Hal, we'll be looking forward to hearing from Adrian again someday. But for now, how about next week's yarn?
Kathleen Donovan didn't know that Big Con Dara had a passenger in his highway truck the night he stopped at her service station high on the mountain road. A passenger wanted by the police and ready to shoot his way out of a tight corner. But she did know something was wrong, and she reacted in a surprising way. It's titled Schedule Subject to Change, a story in which romance plays an important part. I hope you'll all be with us in the newsroom next week for the telling of it. Good night.
Be sure to listen next week at this same time when Hal Burdick brings us another of his famous newsroom yarns. This is Bill Baldwin saying good night for Edwards Coffee.
From 1945, the Night Editor episode, Pass the Peanuts, featuring, as usual, Hal Burdick handling all the characters. The only other voice heard was announcer Bill Baldwin. Well, my trivia this time is about him. During World War II, Baldwin was part of an elite group of brave fellows doing their part for the war effort. I'll share that with you and wrap up when radio was right after this.
Get in the mood with MusicRewind.com and the very best of jazz instrumentals, a 3-CD collection of 45 original jazz classics. Order the very best of jazz instrumentals now at MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556. Enter or mention promo code JAZZ33 to pay only $19.98 and receive a bonus of reduced shipping. That's MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. Remember promo code JAZZ33. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
What does a murderer look like? Go ahead, put yourself out on that limb, but don't drag me out there with you.
No need to get dragged out to the murder scene. Just get the Radio Spirits app today to help solve the crime. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Never miss a One Radio Was episode again and stream the most recent shows for free. Plus, download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening if you sign up for a premium plan. Choose from thousands of radio shows. Sherlock Holmes, Sam Spade, Gunsmoke, Burns and Allen, Harry Nile, The Whistler, Jack Benny, and yours truly, Johnny Dollar, to name just a few. You can also bookmark programs and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like.
Well, I'll be doggone.
Come on,
What are you waiting for?
Don't wait on getting free streams. Download a free trial now at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Check out the Radio Spirits app today.
Now, the Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
America's Small Business Conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
There are more small business owners now than ever before. According to the SBA, 33 million are trying to make their way of it. But if you regret not starting sooner and you feel like you're a little bit behind, don't. Just because you started your small business later in life doesn't mean you're behind. Everything happens for a reason, and your previous career probably taught you the work skills and the professionalism you'll need to serve your clients and customers. Heck, I didn't start till I was 44. Don't regret starting late, but do regret wasting today and not pushing yourself to make your small business dream come true. You got this. Go get it.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on The Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, where I was talking about night editor announcer Bill Baldwin. When he was not pitching for Edwards Coffee, he was a newsman. As a matter of fact, Baldwin was one of only 16 radio war correspondents to cover World War II for the U.S. He would later make numerous film and television appearances, usually playing reporters and announcers. Bill Baldwin narrated the Bat Masterson Western series in the 1950s, announced for the Bob Cummings Show, and was heard as a fight announcer in the first three Sylvester Stallone Rocky motion pictures. Born in Pueblo, Colorado in 1913, Bill Baldwin was 68 when he passed away in 1982. I'm Greg Bell, and we're all done, but hey, visit us over at the website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.